Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, it is gloomy in the MIA. Rain is expected, but we got a heat wave coming at 1 o'clock. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, so I'm gonna give some shout outs before we get started, man. What a wonderful 2-day event Sister Antoinette had. I mean, some prolific guests. We had Kim Weston on. We had my Now one of my favorite drummers going to get him on the air, Brother Spider Webb, coming on with us, hopefully, to get him on here, play with Motown, the Funk Brothers, you name it. Everybody. We had a good time with him. And then also, a show that I got to hear, everybody talk about it. It was The Banker. We had our own friend. She came on the show. I hope to hear her. She talked about the banks and some other things. So, beautiful show. If you want it, go back to the podcast. Re-listen if you didn't hear it. Hey, that helps us as well. So, do your part. Doesn't take much. Just send it to somebody else if you don't want to listen. But send it to somebody else who thinks the way we do on the dry bones. And if they don't, send it to them. They might awaken the bones and cause them to rumble. Now, let's get busy today. For years, I've been saying we are under the most dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. And I said, man, we can't be this dumb. For years, you heard me on podcasts, even with friends and social, I'm not that bright. Almost frightens me to know that we've been under with your own Bibles. I told y'all your Bible story. Hey, what y'all think it is, right there telling you. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. That wasn't made for nothing. Specifically states you will be given over to dumb people. Reprobate. You'll be given over to a mundane group, or you will become reprobated. For today's program is actually an old program back in the day when we first got on the pod and we started casting. And we did a show about all forms of government. Because some governments are ran by children. I mean, some governments are ran by this. Some governments are ran by that. Although the world got their different ones. But today's program, this is the one. You ain't heard on no other program, but this one. Hey, clap and cheer. Say thank you. Send it out to somebody else. This, I know you heard, Make America Great Again. Well, before you can make America great again, anybody who's listening, you got to get the dumb people. Understand one thing. Dumb people can't be ruled. Now, what do you mean by that? No, common sense is one thing. I said dumb. And then people with sense does not mean that they are smart either. And so today's program is such a catalyst to most of your Bible stories that you've been hearing. But we put it in your terms where you can get the facts. Today's program is called America the Great. Christocracy is falling. The Christocracy is falling. Now, many of you ain't never heard this word. I almost got Christos in it. Told you y'all was playing Jesus. Because look at Christos. Christ is Christos. Look it up in your Latin Greek dictionary. So many of y'all claimed y'all know these words. I know I was so glad I learned the meaning of etymology, meaning look up the origin of a word or where its basis came from. Well, this K-A-K-I-S-T-O-Chrissy is a government ran by the worst, least qualified, and the most unscrupulous citizens. Right there is a wake-up call. We're going to bring your memory breaks back today. A wake-up call. It's ran by the worst people. Least qualified. That means you can even have a degree and still be dumb. That's a fact. Because all the degree only means you was able to have hair for the 4 or 2 years of learning something that you ascertained. You may be able to gurgitate it out in a practicale. Now, being that we got that out the way, the word, because I love it, was coined. Meaning, what? It didn't say it existed or it came from. It said it was coined, meaning made it to profitability as early as the 17th century. Now, the word is derived from two Greek words, kakistos, That's K-Ka Christos. Y'all look it up. Means got some Hindu allegations with the word as well. You can go and put it up into etymology. You'll see the tree. It'll tell you where it might go into Indo, Sanskrit, European, all that type of stuff. Go look it up. So the other word, katos or kritos, means rule. So one means worst rule, the K-A-K-I-S-T-O-S means worst. Worst now. The other part, which is the krakasi, means rule. So the worst rule, they took this word and coined it in the 17th century. Literally meaning a government of by the worst people. Now, it goes back because I look for the facts, because facts matter, good or bad. Come to find out, they made a book out here in the 17th century in Paul Gosnold. That's Paul Gosnold, a sermon preached public fest on the 9th day of August, 1644 at St. Mary's. Now, this came out of his mouth, not mine. So just think about past, present, and future at the same time when you hear me read this and tell me, is this not what's going on today? Now, quote, therefore, we need not make any scruples of praying against such, against this sanctimonious, incinerous, who have fetched fire from heaven to set their country in combustion, have pretended religion to raise and maintain a most wicked rebellion against those Neros who have ripped up the womb of the mother that bears them and wounded the breast that gave them suck, against those cannibals who feed upon the flesh, are drunken with blood of their own brethren. Now, it's more. I just took that part. It's more. You go to that. Go look for the sermon. It's even more. But just think about that. What's going on today? Ripping the babies. Rip the babies. I said, there, here we go again with this baby thing. We have ripped up the womb of the mother that bears them. They ripped the mother's womb up. She don't even want kids today. They don't need no birth control pill. All they got to do is tell you that you, now I'm going to show you today how the duality of what you think you believe, you don't know what you believe after this program. That's the way we like it. You need to second guess all the bull. This is a prayer. Now go look up Nero. They said cannibalism. I said cannibalism. God, what kind of people is this we dealing with? Come to find out, just as of today, this past week, another bank may fall. You know what they said? They read their books like dumb people. Didn't they want to give those, I'm going to show you the flip side of how this works, who cannot get a good credit score. Instead of coming with a program to help them out, they want to penalize the people who have figured it out by penalizing them so you can scapegoat on that group there. I tell everybody, hold tight. Don't do nothing. Sit back. Let them do it. I'll tell you in the program, you got good credit, you better buy up some real tangible stuff soon, because dumb people are coming for your goods. That's a fact. Now, I'm going to get even more into this. When these banks collapse, how many of y'all here know we have programs, y'all did programs, y'all just forget, short-term amnesia, that you got to go get food. I know everybody claims they got a garden. Now, okay, that's fine. You got a garden. Unless you got a farm that is able to grow some things, then you better pay quite attention. They're coming to your farm real soon. another bill put in by dumb people. They're going to your farm real soon. And they're going to tell you, you got two options. Either you can do what we say and get the subsidy money, we're going to keep you flowing, or you don't destroy these crops and we take your farm and we'll do it for you. Now, you know most people are going to say, God damn, I got to eat. I got all these damn, I got a crazy wife. I got a crazy husband. I got all this crazy. We're going to start you off with $250,000 every 3 months. That's over $1 million of subsidies that they have a hard time getting. They're going to give it to them to destroy the crops. That goes along with what it just said. Eat your flesh. Flesh don't mean all the time food. It means food. Don't mean human food. We'll get into that later. Because if they want you to be cannibals, they probably just give you a Beyond Burger. But that's okay. Also, these dumb people, ruled by the worst people ever, got to be the worst people that ever picked them. Then we're going to get into that later on. Because somebody had to pick these worst people. Just found out by going to Vatican News always and go to Canadian Indian News. If y'all really want to see what's going on and if you really want to see what's going on, Africa, go to Chad, all these, go to some news sources other than America and see the chaos that's happening, is going to be happening to this country where it's ruled by the dumbest and worst people. Guess what they did? Vatican got a call. Said, we need you to launch a new historic partnership. Look what the Vatican did. Nobody knows. Ain't on the news because the news is fake. How many times have to be told that it's fake? Y'all got people on the program told you it's run by BlackRock, 30 Rock, whatever you want to call the rocks. It's on the rocks. So the news fake, but they ain't say that the Pope and them, the Vatican, that's why they might have to get rid of that one to put the one they need in. But he's still going to be a Jesuit, I bet you. But the Vatican recently announced a historic partnership with some of the largest investments and business leaders. It is called the Council of Inclusive Capitalism. There you go. It's going to take reform capitalism, translated centralized plutocrats. Y'all better look these words up. Plutocrat, communist, capitalism. See, everybody claim they ain't capitalist. Communism is part capitalist. No doubt about it. How can you have Mercedes-Benz at the capital of all the communist leaders, Rolls Royces, swimming pools, holes everywhere, able to ride horses, and you tell me that ain't some capitalism in there? It's only put in the place on one party. Understand? Many of y'all okay with that, so guess what they did? They will be announcing pretty soon the new money. It's already announced in Europe, the pedo, P-E-D-O, pedophile, just rubs you in the face, don't it? Calling the name pedo. While this going on, lawsuits around the world about, and y'all up here got the nerve to be taking the CDC and Dr. Fauci's side when the world is suing them? Pfizer bribed over 400 independent medical organizations by nonprofit propaganda, alleged false narratives on the so-called vaccine. All vaccine. Now, I got this out there stuff. All vaccines. Now, this quote, this is coming out of this publication. First of all, y'all better realize that's why they want you to keep pretending that a new strain is coming, so they can pop some new shit on you because you ruled by the dumbest and worst people. And now they figured out you are the dumbest and worst people for voting for this and even all of us going along with it. Imagine that. That could be a Bible scripture, but I'll get into that later at high noon today. Oh, we're going to bust them up. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Sputnik V. Look that one up, Sputnik V. Ain't that something? Vagina, Sputnik V. Are made according to some principles, the same principles All of them got the same principles in it. Coming out me. AB saying this. This this organization over there talking about they going, this is what they're reforming to. I said, wow. With the Vatican. Go to Vatican News. Then it says, they say they are DNA altering vaccines intended to modify the genes of the lower class people. Now, that's unquote. Ain't my word. That's unquote. Lower class. Now, we told you. Those of you who took it, you're still alive. Better say thank you to whoever. The ramifications of this is the Geno Project. Big ups, Brother Kwame VV for vindicated. See, he's super vindicated. We had a talk on that show quite some months ago. He was kicking that Geno Project. They doing it with all around the world, got these genes and stuff. Because they want the God particle, they claim. And this is going to get deep today. I hope y'all ready for this. It's going to be awesome. Chain. But like I told you, you did this. You had to vote for this. Now, rebellion is a key word to this. How do people rebel? Mentally first, you got to just, the Bible say, come from out of her. I better go look what that means. They going to come from out of her. Not you in here, you in her. The nations are going to come from without of her. They doing it that decentralized the dollar. They decentralized the dollar. And now here comes the ball of confusion. I'm going to take 2 minutes. I'm getting all the paperwork together. We'll make some calls, get y'all on this line. Everybody hit it up. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. I'm coming with hardcore, and I ain't talking about porn. Get it now. See, we told you all this is going to happen tomorrow, May 1st. The law states those of you getting houses will be penalized. Better look it up if you're over 680. Remember we told you that credit score? Who would know that they're going to penalize me now? And give it to what is considered the worst investments in the history. We have given ourselves over to the corruption. Now, let me let y'all know, May 1st, ground zero. First day of May, that's why they're doing this. Remember I told you about all the time ago about our satanic calendar that I have that we keep because I want to know what's coming? Well, this is what's coming. May 1st, there will be an actual time between April 19th and May 1st where they will bloodshed, requiring the offering of Baal. Already been done. Shootings all over the place during that time. Told you, I got the facts. I don't play on the programs. Can't play no more. You can play. There'll be kid and play, but can't play no more. It's all about real. Now listen to this. This is a known anciently to sacrifice to the good king in the homage of Saturn. Considered to be Consider war to be the most adventurous way to sacrifice. Kills both child and adult. Is also to have a plausible deniable where they be brainwashed and commit acts of murder. Keep in mind, there's no blood on the hands of the Illuminati. Only the hands of the army they command. But it's the destructive group's dynamic and manipulation that is used by most destructive cults and the very effective in cementing and commit or create a more war, ensure pain and suffering, convincing apt pupils. Look what it says. Convincing the apt pupils to dance in the blood of the dead in the celebration. I told you, all the doors of the churches, the synagogue, and the ancient writings of such workings can be found in the Talmud, the Quran, the Book of the Dead, the Bible, the Kabbalah, and the ancient Book of Enoch. All the powers are to be considered, and all magic has relevance and power. I could read more, but I'm about to put it on y'all right here today. I told you, been telling you once I learned it. Everything's on May Day. May Day. May Day. Look it up. But now we about to put it into the protocols. We're playing this right, and when we're going to bring it on, we're going to show you the whole show is a movie set. A movie set in your mind that you have propagated. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You did this all. We have all did it to ourselves. How sad.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
This is Jeffrey from New Orleans.
Hi, Jeffrey. I just got a letter from you today with some tapes in it.
That's right. You got, and I came through last week, and one of them is, well, you can look them over because one of them is on the Venona papers, and the other is the Protocols of Zion.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll find them interesting, but I came up with a couple of news reports today.
Oh, did you know that the Protocols of the Wise Men of Zion...
Yeah, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion...
...are printed in my book.
Right. and of course, the History Channel came up with a program on them.
I was the only man in modern time who had the guts to print them.
Well, of course, they're saying that it's a fraud and that it goes back to a couple of sources.
No, it's just...
That's the reason I sent it to you, so you could see what the History Channel was saying about them.
Yeah, well, it's no fraud at all, and anybody who reads the protocols will understand that that is the blueprint for the New World Order, and they have been following it word for word, absolutely, and it's absolutely incredible. And they have pinned anti Semitic on anybody who reads them or talks about them, so that everybody's afraid to read them, and so no one understands this. If they would just sit down and read them, they would discover right away, and they would be able to look at the events happening in the world and see that they're following this plan to the letter. To the absolute letter. And it has nothing to do with Jews or Judaism. It has everything to do with the people who are putting together one world government.
A mystery always holds sway over those who don't understand it. And the priesthood was born. No king ever existed without the permission of the priesthood. And I don't care what religion you're talking about or what period of history you're talking about, it is the truth. The kings never had the power, and don't to this day. Kings exist at the whim of the real power, which is the priesthood standing behind the throne. And when the king ceased to be a benefit to the priesthood, they would simply poison him or get rid of him in some other way. The king is dead, long live the king, and there would be another king appointed. That's why I get angry with Americans when they say, the Jews control the press. Who sold it to them? How'd they get it?
That is the late William Cooper, Behold the Pale Force. Yes, it was in his book. Then we give you only the fact. Then all the rest of the groups started jumping in, including all our black nationalist groups. But ask yourself, if you got the book that long ago, why is we having this issue? Because they have made everybody, what? Everybody. And now for the final phase, and I'll be open to mics after this. The final phase is they need you to be under linked to the gods, just like it was in the ancient days. See, they didn't change the script. Underlings. I mean, you are the lower gods. You ain't the high order, but you have God's DNA. That's the whole book based upon what all of us believe today. All of us believe we're from the 12 tribes. Ain't that a DNA thing? How are you going to stay that way? Sex pistol. Sex. We'll be getting to the high order. I got the goddess bitch book with me. I want to make sure y'all understand when I be calling people bitches and stuff. I didn't make that word up. The gods gave it to them because it came out of the star system of Sirius Canine. Nobody knows how the dog got here. And now the final chapter is to make you believe you are so crazy that you will kill yourself. Watch this.
What I'd like to do is to get on with a subject that you've been most involved in since you've done all these things that we've been discussing, and that is psychotronics. I'd like to show you a video clip on Soviet psychotronics and ask for your comment, and we'll take off into that area.
Okay. But in the Soviet Union, a radio frequency, or RF device, has been used for over 30 years to manipulate the moods of mental patients. It's called a Leida machine. It radiates pulses of radio frequency energy, as well as light, sound, and heat. The pulse rate is in the extremely low frequency range, between 0 and 100 pulses per second. Dr. Ross Ady is the top researcher at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Loma Linda, California. He has been investigating the effects of the Leida machine.
Now, what do the Soviets use this machine for?
Well, they don't use it anymore. We should be very clear that this is a machine which is regarded by them as somewhat obsolete technology.
This scientist, who did not want his identity revealed, is employed by the U.S. government and has done secret RF weapons research. He believes that tests done with the Leida and similar machines prove that humans are susceptible to remote alterations of mood and awareness.
Certain kinds of weak electromagnetic signals work exactly like drugs. And so the promise is that anything you can do with drugs, you could do with the right electromagnetic signals. Apparently, there are specific sites involved, specific functions involved. It's a matter of matching up, just like it is with a pill, or a drug to cause an effect. You could have a cause and effect relationship between a magnetic field and a biological function.
This sound, which is received by shortwave radios in the United States, is generated by another Soviet radio frequency device. It is known as the woodpecker because of its tapping noise. It is broadcast by a number of high-powered radio transmitters operating deep in the Soviet Union since July 4, 1976. Though the official Defense Department explanation of the woodpecker is that it is an over-the-horizon radar designed to track U.S. missile launches, some scientists suspect that the woodpecker is designed to interfere with human brain function.
As far as I'm concerned, the potential that this has for producing a direct psychoactive effect upon the poor American population is there. Has never been disproven.
Dr. Robert Becker is a pioneer in the field of bioeffects of electromagnetism.
The signal range within which the woodpecker operates is that which has been reported by many investigators to produce a tranquilizing effect upon animals.
We are just incredibly sensitive to these magnetic stimuli.
Dr. Bob Beck, a PhD in nuclear engineering, has done extensive research into electromagnetic effects on humans.
The signal is permeating power grids in the United States. It was being picked up by power lines, re-radiated. It was coming into the homes on the light circuits.
Well, it was a little unclear, but I knew two of the gentlemen on there, Bob Beck, and I think Becker was the other one. And basically, of course, they were talking about psychotronics. If I can translate in my words.
Please do.
Psychotronics is the... Let me pick these words very carefully. Is the long-range modification or manipulation of behavior by electronic, specifically radio means. In other words, you use electromagnetic energy, radio transmissions, to affect human behavior at a distance. In other words, what you're doing is that you are merging radio engineering and power psychology. This is what I think the Soviets can do. This is something which we have not in the West looked at too carefully. What I think the Soviets can do, and this I think was the intent of this film clip, let me summarize what they can do and then in more detail about one or two of these facets. One, they can manipulate behavior at a distance. For example, they could create a riot, which you couldn't stop in this auditorium right out of that transmitter. What they would do specifically is that the name of the transmitter is not the one I know. I know it as the Gomel transmitter.
Now, I'm going to open the mic. I want y'all to think about this. People going crazy, shooting up stuff that you be like, why would they do that? People going into Buffalo. It's a fact. I told you, we don't play on this program. That's why nobody wants to bet money and all that stuff, I noticed. We got ways we can get money to each other. Y'all don't want to have no conversation on how to make this money. But y'all know one thing. You love listening to a lot of lies. These are only the facts. And the facts matters on the helios. Somebody talk to me. I'm about to open the mics. You got cell phones now with 10G, and you tell me they can't. Man said we can start a riot, and it can't be stopped. Ain't they what they doing in the streets of all New York, all Cali, all Detroit, all Miami? If they want to, they could. They just did it in Miami after the fool shooting up everything in South Beach. Told you. You are under a cryptocracy and don't even know it. 8554. We open it up with you always. Let's do it. Got you coming in next, sister. 1-877. Get yourself ready. Below 16661. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's probably why you obviously now you had that transgender shooter up there in Nashville.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like I said before, haven't you noticed, like I said, it's a pattern where you have all these major shootings at their Democratic run cities. And it's like we got to start connecting the dots. When you see stuff, this is just how I look at it. When I see stuff like that now, that means it's a gun grab. And then we can't say that these weapons dealing with these cell phones, this music, and the social media is not affecting these young people. How in the world you got young people just going crazy in Memphis, shooting carjacking and robbing people. You got the same shit going on in Chicago. You know, that's done on purpose, bro. But let me start with these two bitches in Chicago. One of them is the president and CEO for the Chicago Urban League. Now, the Chicago Urban League was started in 1916 for rural black citizens that were migrating from the south up north. Now, the reason why I brought her up, well, one of them, is because they were one of the companies or corporations that took $100,000 from Pfizer. And also, there was an interview that was done on PBS about 3 years ago with the president of the Chicago Urban League, Karen Freeman, and another bitch, Dr. Claudia Fagan. She's the chief medical officer of the Cook County Hospital. And they were pushing the vaccines on people, especially blacks. Nobody said anything. But like I said, Chicago Urban League was one of those companies that that took the money. Now, you were also talking about the inclusive capitalism piece. If you go on to the World Economic Forum website, it has all this stuff on there with the metaverse and the technology and everything. Now, it was interesting. They have an article on there called, Will 2015 Be the Year of Inclusive Capitalism? This was written back on December 17, 2014. That's like over 8 years ago. And it basically breaks down the pillars of inclusive capitalism. It talks about how the economy grows, the retirement savings funding gap is reduced, less volatile financial markets, innovation increases, companies perform better, employees push companies towards greater meaning and purpose. Investors push companies to define their impact on the world around them, and all the family benefits and the entire industries are reshaped. This is basically talking about that ESG, the new Green Deal, and there's so many names for it. Right. And then you talked about BlackRock earlier. Now, what makes the CEO, Larry Fink, you call him a Jew, Old Testament, Khazarian, what have you, he's one of the dangerous men on the planet. And the reason why I say that, because with this company, BlackRock, they're pushing this whole new Green Deal, ESG, World Economic Forum, Great Reset agenda. Mm-hmm. And you had just mentioned earlier, we've been talking about how in the world you own stock in Fox News, CNN, ESPN,
right.
Disney, NBC. Matter of fact, the CEO from, I forgot his name, the CEO from NBC Universal got canned right after Tucker Carlson and Donetta Lemon got let go. Now, the thing about Tucker Carlson, now, I found out not too long after that, he didn't get fired. They just took him off the air because he's still under contract
right now.
So I'm assuming they might fire him out. I don't know. So technically, he's not fired.
That's right.
Now, you also mentioned the banks. Now, today or tomorrow, it's supposed to be announcement made that J.P. Morgan and PNC were supposed to put in a bid to purchase First Republic Bank.
There you go.
And last thing, now, tomorrow, May 1st, May Day. May Day, the Maypole and Illuminati. The month of May was named for the Greek goddess Maya, M-A-I-A, who was identified with the Roman era goddess of fertility, Bonadia, whose festival was held in May, which is the month of the autumn in the southern hemisphere and spring in the northern hemisphere. During the month of May, in many places around the world, there are various festivals celebrated by playing music, singing, dancing all around what we call the Maypole. In addition to music, singing, and dancing, there was also climbing contests to see who can climb the King's Palace the fastest. With lots of beer, wonder if it's what it's like, and prizes. These poles are erected on or around the first day of May, with festivals lasting all through the month, and in particular on May Day. The May pole is actually an ancient symbol of fertility and also the Egyptian god of Osiris's palace. Hole.
There you go now.
That's all we're talking about.
How long we've been saying this? I told y'all to cut the dick off. He casted it into the energy, which is a crocodile. They vowed to take the penis and devalue it. Now, let's get busy with this.
Y'all transgenderism.
There you go. They're going to devalue it. Now, so we can go all day with this one. Just, right now, look at Bud White Light, y'all. Look at Budweiser. Put the dude on. You know, I'm going to be honest with everybody. It's facts matter. I can never say I was, you know, I play music. I've seen drag queen shows. I mean, they do with the Liza Minnelli, the Barbra Streisand, all that stuff. Here's what y'all are losing perspective of. No one's ever attacking them. They making big money on the beach. The problem is they wanted to take the drag queens now and make them your surrogate mother figures to teach your kids in preschool. Y'all got it mixed up. Now, I don't know, I'll get into the politics game later, but that's what this stuff. So y'all be talking about Florida. Let me tell y'all something before y'all be giving take. For Dwayne Wade, for those of you who don't know, he left here. Dwayne Wade is still a god here. He come here back and forth. That's all showbiz. He had to go there because he has contracts with the LGBTQ community, him and the wife, and the transgender community, and he has contracts. They go strictly to these GLAAD shows and these different shows. That's fine. But don't let nobody fool you that he ain't down here partying and having a good time. That's all propaganda, and y'all best to learn. Make one more statement. I'm going to bring some more of y'all in. Go ahead.
Now, by the way, he ain't from Chicago. He's from Robbins. If you talk, people are funny out there, man, about them claiming where they from. They said, no, that nigga ain't from the city. He from the suburbs. It's Rudy.
Check that out. See, I don't be knowing. See, that's why we got y'all all here, to dry bone, getting it in. Now, keep yourself
up. One more thing. Lizzo fat ass was just up here a few weeks ago up in Knoxville promoting a drag queen show, and a lot of people was upset about that, you know. But like I said before, like up here in Tennessee, I'm still learning stuff. So Nashville, Knoxville, Memphis are kind of like the Democratic strongholds. But what's keeping them pushed down, like in the other counties around Tennessee, is all red, is all Republicans. So basically for right now, the Dems here, or the left, is kind of pretty much getting shut down.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm going to take that because I know a lot of people say, when we talk on here, fellas, you know, BBW, Lizzo is a beautiful woman to me, but she's been manipulated with advertisement of herself because she's a talented musician. She can play the flute. She's
right. She plays the flute and everything. She's got the talent.
Yeah, she's talented. The problem is when they get to the talent, like anybody at her age wants to feel mortality by them saying we can keep you immortalized. Once a person tell you that everything is being immortalized. Now I'm going to say something because I watched basketball last night. I got home late, watched the basketball. And I got home, it was a show I was shot on Fox about the Wu-Tang Clan and this cat who brought the so-called Secret Chambers LP, the hidden Wu-Tang. I said, is this real? So I'm watching it, man. They got Ghostface, they got the whole, they got RZA on it. You know, this dude was the same thing as this Barton Fink dude who just ripped off the whole thing, too. This dude was like up front. Now I'm starting to think about it. My mind said, wait a minute, is the Wu-Tang in this too? I mean, because I thought about it, I said, they went on beef. Y'all got to see this. Some white dude who looked like a geek talking shit. Y'all better go look at Wu-Tang. It's called the Wu-Tang Clan versus this guy who brought their album for $2 million because it was supposed to be this hidden vault shit. There was somebody put it away in China. It's like it was staged. When you start thinking about it, you say, wait a minute. The Wu-Tang got to be in this too because, I mean, why would they name themselves after Chinese? Remember the Chinese had us all white? Those were all from New York.
His name is Martin Shirekly.
That's it.
Shirekly or something like that.
Y'all better look this up. It was on last night after basketball on Fox. I was like, why would Fox put this on? They got some bad boy shit coming on. But I want y'all to check that one out and tell me, well, after y'all watch it thoroughly, come on next week, whatever. What y'all think about that? I'll tell y'all, it was very suspicious. They have hijacked rap so good, y'all. They got this geeky dude battling with Ghostface, talking shit to the Wu-Tang. He act like he owned them. Y'all better watch that. I'm telling y'all better watch that. Let's take some more calls. Y'all better take some more calls. I told you, that protocol. Yeah, see, I hope y'all listen. William Cooper, just in case y'all don't know how deep this goes. William Cooper, they killed him. See, that's why I tell white folks, They don't mind killing black folks. This dude was white. You just listened to. He told all the shit. They went all his
beyond
land.
Beyond the pale whore.
Right. Mm-hmm. He went all. They went all his land. Hope y'all listening. All y'all talking about my shit. Okay. Your shit. Sure it is. They came on his land and shot him. He fought back. Randy Weaver, white folks, you listen. I know you listen to white folks. Randy Weaver shot him. David Koresh, who didn't really get killed. He was running drugs and guns. Go look it up. Now y'all about to pay dearly, old black people. You know that tomorrow as well, in May, Title 42 is gone. The border, they got Venezuelans coming in at the most. I got the report because I go to Vatican News. The Jesuits got all of Central America. The word Latin America means holy order to the Vatican. But look it up. They're coming in groves. Hey, they're going to bring, did you hear what they say? They got them all, gave them all cell phones. But listen carefully. Yeah. They gave them all cell phones. So they, you see what they did here in Miami? MS-13 chopped up an Uber driver. Chopped him up. What kind of mind could do that, y'all? Chop an Uber driver up because the savage was called? Oh, man, we all about to get it. The bureaucracy. Y'all told you it's going to be the cuckoo house. One who flew the cuckoo next, Jack Nicholson, wasn't kidding. 1-877, you next. Make it happen.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dry Bones. Great, great topic. We are definitely under attack by the dummies. And it was not, and now we understand why that judge don't know the difference between a woman, or if a woman can have, a
there
man can
go.
Have a
there
baby.
There you go. Excellent, excellent. Thank
this
you.
This is,
going.
This is all divine. And we understand now why we have a president, a vice president that giggles. You ask her intelligent questions, she laughs. She has nothing, you know. And the blacks, that's representing our communities, you know, they're the ones that not too bright. The Black Lives Matter, look at her. She's not that bright either, you know. And in order for it to destroy a country, you have to not have intelligent people who care. And I was looking at that word. And I saw that in 2016, they said that Trump, what? How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it, Dry Bones?
Christocracy.
Christocracy? Yes. Well, I looked up the word because I never heard of it until today. And they were saying that Trump was the dumbest man and he was going to destroy the country. Well, look at our president. They claim that our president is okay. You know, the doctors gave him a clearance. But we all know, the ones with common sense know that this man is not okay. So I listen. I'm not like one of those folks that just listen to the top of the shows that I like. Like I enjoy Tucker. I'm very disappointed about Tucker. So, you know, I said, well, let me just listen in to the other shows. And if you listen to these other shows, they are lying through their teeth. They make it even seem so intelligent. But they lie, and they mislead the sheep into believing. So everything that they say about Trump is really what they're doing. And then I also heard, I was listening to MSDNC,
mm-hmm.
And they
MSDN.
Said, oh, your president, your governor, he's not getting the support that we need. The first what they said was Trump is only liked by 24%. Of the people in our country want him to run, and only 50% of the Republicans even like him. So he's not even going to get the Republican support either. And then later on in the conversation, they say, Governor DeSantis is losing all his support, all his financial support. Nobody's backing him now for president. He doesn't have the charisma. He can't connect with people, you know. But wait a minute, if Trump is doing so bad with the Republican Party, and so is Ron DeSantis, something ain't right. So if you listen to them, they will catch themselves in serious lies. So So the thing about it is in order to take a country down, you cannot have people who make, and then a lot of people hate the word make America great. I don't understand what country or what job that you would want to work for that's not great. Everybody want a great relationship, a great income, or, you know, who doesn't like the word great? Mm-hmm. So they have made us believe that is some type of awful word, you know? And
no.
I just say that.
Great is great has so many definitions, everybody. I'm glad you brought that up. Keep it going. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to also just to end it just saying that we as Americans, because we are an American, okay? Like you said, they would kill a white person with knowledge and information to wake us up as quick as they would hang a black man, because it's not about race. It's about power and controlling and having one government, one world order controlled by the people of the satanic fallen angels. I'm telling
I'm gonna give you some vindication. Now, according to this the Book of Saturn, they say the magic books, Book of the Dead, Kabbalah, Book of Enoch is in there. It says all powers to be considered in all magic has relevance and power. So the vindication to you. You always been talking about Enoch. This is the high order. Go ahead. I'll give you one more minute, 2 minutes. Two minutes. Go ahead.
Yes. There is, and the reason why I brought up the alien is because of the fact there's absolutely no way that we could actually have humans that want a world, that want to destroy our country. They have to be non-human. There's no way of looking at it. You know what I mean? Because of the fact that humans don't want to eat babies. They don't want to castrate babies. They don't want little girls to take they breast off at 11 and 12 years old. They don't want to bring faggots into the schools and little kids. They don't want to destroy your oil. I mean, when you destroy the oil, the gas in your country, everything needs oil. They don't want to trick you in believing that electric cars are the best thing and that man has ever heard of, and knowing that the power, electric power, cannot even control 360 million people running around with cars. And then they don't want to tell you that the batteries are being ran by China. And then the windmills are killing all our birds. All that's ran by China. So what they have done is made us believe something different. But we have to believe that we are under attack. We are definitely under attack.
You have 2 minutes. That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Tell you, I'm gonna go. Vindication. Enoch, better vindicated. Everybody's looking up for some more deep knowledge of Enoch, because obviously these are the magic days of what is called the days of Noah in your Bibles. I wish I would look that up, because magic was done to save Noah. It's impossible. It's impossible. Anyway, let's go further. I got some more callers. But see, I want to put vindication on everybody who just spoke. I got clips for everybody today. But y'all are the newscast. The newscast. I'll say it one more. Y'all are the newscast for the day. This is facts, y'all. All who listen for the first time, you may not like the discourse. You may not like how we talk. You may not like, but the facts. Just go look up the facts. Then come back to me. This was said why they, even Stephen A., who I wrote back on his blog, he uttered the same words of this man. This man is the architect of what Stephen A. said on his blog about dividing the Republican Party with DeSantis. And now, y'all know that Florida's making a special provision for DeSantis to be able to run without losing his job. Did y'all know that? Go look it up. This is real pirate law here, baby. I told you, we don't land. Thank you. Vindication to my sister, Chief Warhorse. I'm in free state. That's why everything goes here. I'll be glad when we can carry, because y'all better realize something. People out there is being put in place. You don't know who's coming into the country now. That go for all ethnic groups, even your own people. Every state, I want y'all to know something before I play the state. See, one thing about globalism. All nations don't like each other. I don't care if they look alike. Chinese, Japan don't like each other. China and Taiwan don't like each other. Everybody, Pakistan, but somehow they all got together against the great whore of Babylon. All of them got together. Why would they do that, everybody? Think about it. Didn't the man just tell you, why did y'all not ask, well, if the Jews are so wicked, then why would Gentiles sell them? Why would Gentiles sell the Jews? You know, so y'all just know this is to be a factual show. Everybody likes to say, oh, I get the facts on both groups. See, the Republican Party under Reagan gave Rupert Murdoch the power to put in a bill that would give a foreigner power over our media. Second one was California. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Schwarzenegger, see, something almost came over me. I think they're using electronics on me. Because his father was in the Nazis. He was able to change a law in California that he can run. So y'all are sleeping at the wheel. And now the wheel must be
Terminator was the governor. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be something. And Ronald Reagan was an actor, too. And he talking about, let's put a war on drugs. He got Noriega and them, who's in Miami. I pass it all the time. Everybody know where I live at. Noriega was there. Play with that one.
My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate. This could induce Trump, whose narcissism has turned into a disease, to run as a third-party candidate. That would lead to a Democratic landslide and force the Republican Party to reform itself. But perhaps I may be just a little bit biased.
Now, that is the owner of all female prosecutors in America. That is the owner of all district attorneys.
Kim Fox of Chicago will not be running for next election, so she's done after this term.
They throw that in there. They used her well. Thank you. They used her well. See how well they use her? They use the well. Y'all know what the well. I ain't going to go there yet. Let me get some more y'all on here because it's all about y'all today. And guess what? It's New York in the magic today. Y'all better get ready. All y'all know, we going to have a good time today. 6661.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? Great dawning.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man. Great day to be alive.
No doubt.
One thing I say is the isms. You know, I always talk about the isms and Jack Bauer, globalism, the BRICS. And Brexit and the whole movement, the oligarch movement, you know, the mixing of the language by these Hegelian masters, liberalism, the socialism, communism, and they mean the same things, you know. Even William F. Buckley, the Lincoln Nazi, Rockwell Nazi, the ones who talked about when they were making deals and they were able to move about during the South Movement, you know, these were the people that talked about being liberalists. But see, the dummies of the day, they're going along with this chaos, which is going to form an order, the new order. And when I think about the real May Day, what's really getting the First Republic and what's coming next behind it, this movement, I said, man, what can we say? All I say is just embrace yourself for this new economic movement because, as we've talked about with the real Silk Road, they're them infusing a whole new economic movement of over 4 million plus. What's and what ifs and what gotaways and the cartels. You mean to tell me you got a map of all every location where all these so-called the Sinaloa cartels are located through all over the United States?
Right.
And you haven't done anything to suppress or eradicate these. You have fentanyl coming at high-level records, which most of these stars and stuff are ODing on, but you're not really telling it that they done mixed a little bit with the butter sauce and the sugar booger, booger sugar, and now you done OD'd off this stuff, but you attributed it to this COVID shit, you know what I mean? And then you bringing in the baffled culture with the books, and you lying on our economic system, talking about we banning Black history when we just trying to stop these young youth from being exposed to the baffled culture about touching themselves and stuff like adults should be dealing with. But what I say now is that we're caught in the crossfire because people are going to have to decide, because when we look at the money trail and what's coming down the line of what you just exposed with the money movement and the coin movement of being under this new energy slavery with ESG, which Disney is behind, because remember, DeSantos, he fighting Disney here, right?
Yeah,
but
right,
then the main money movement behind Biden is that brother Jeffrey Katzenberg. He is behind DreamWorks, who is one of the, if not the biggest, along with your boy there, the Sith Lord who you just played. He's the main money behind your boy Biden, Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
He DreamWorks. He bigger than Jeffrey Katzenberg. But then Trump, look it up. But then Trump DeSantos fighting Soros. Well, he backed by Soros, but then he tied up with Disney. But you understand?
But see,
their main thought and the Democratic thought is let Trump be the nominee, because we could beat Trump, because all we got to do is fearmonger the D6, January 6th. And you
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right,
that's the playbook. That's the playbook, what they using there. And they using the video.
Mayday.
Why your dollar and everything go down the drain. Mayday. Hotel, brother.
Oh, man. Hey, much love to you. Now, let's go with that one before I get there. Every time we get a caller today, I'm going to validate everybody, because we got the clip for everybody. We got the clip. I got you coming in next. 19161. So get ready right after this. See, that's how you know you can't be in your right mind. The Christocracy is so real. You love being ruled by the worst people on the planet. Just think about that. I'm going to flip the script on you now. You love being treated by these people like this, because it's got to be something. You know, we become sadomasochists now. Oh, yeah. That's how deep this goes. I said some things to some people I don't even want to even tell y'all. See, one thing about the facts, remember your Bible story, I don't know about the preachers, get everybody to tell the truth. It said, nothing should be hid that should not be revealed. Nothing. That means even if you don't comprehend it, does not mean it was not revealed. You just didn't comprehend it. That's all that shit about. Here's one for you, you ain't comprehend this. Ain't this something? Now, y'all are fighting each other about some politician you don't even know about. You don't know his history. They getting pimped. Motherfucker got child support. His son got child support, y'all. Here's a man who paid his child support. He got son. There's people who don't want to pay. Well, you know, they make a deal with the mama. Have some respect. But this dude rich. See how they play you on the news? He rich as hell. He can't place child support to a stripper porn star that he had a baby with. He fucking his own brother's wife and shit. He gonna have a problem. Now, he ain't got no money. Now, come on. That's not, when y'all don't rebel against that foolishness, that means you cool with Hollywood TV. This is going to be funny to y'all. I hope y'all laugh after this. This is like Hollywood 101.
I had spent years writing what became known as the Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill. Democrats right now, especially African Americans, have really looked back on the 1994 crime bill not very fondly. Hillary Clinton herself has come out against it, even though her husband signed it into law. Well, the author of that crime bill was Joe Biden.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
Biden's 1994 crime bill, while implementing sweeping gun control, also helped fuel mass incarceration with financial incentives to keep people behind bars.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill is before us. Calls for the death penalty for 51 offenses. A wag in the newspaper recently wrote that something to the effect that Biden has made it a death penalty offense for everything but jaywalking.
The Biden crime bill.
Biden crime bill.
The Biden hatch crime bill. As it becomes law, God willing, I hope that we will have ended once and for all this notion that is a hangover from the 60s, that somehow Democrats are weak on crime and Democratic presidents are weak on crime and Republicans are tough on crime. The truth is, every major crime bill since 1976 that's come out of this Congress, every minor crime bill has had the name of the Democratic senator from the state of Delaware, Joe Biden, on that bill. I like the idea they keep in jail longer. I'm the guy that wrote the bill requiring federal judges to keep people in jail 100% of the time for which they're sentenced, and the notable exceptions only 85%. So I'm all for tougher enforcement.
We wrote the statute.
Now here's the flip script. Now he's not. They so who run the country, y'all? You just heard earlier the man said the priesthood. He's just the king. They're gonna get rid of him, and then you're gonna have a real Jack Bauer. 9161. Hope you're ready for the helios. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today, brother?
What's up? Good
doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Good day. Go ahead.
Great. I'm listening to the good information. You know, I was looking at something. Somebody said something about DeSantis, but DeSantis was in Israel over the weekend signing laws about hate crimes.
Yeah,
or anti-Semitism.
Right.
Yeah,
check
for
that,
anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
So,
sure is.
Isn't that
sure
the major
is.
Fight going on with the anti-Semitic movement right now? I mean, they've been talking about anti-Semitic. They talked about anti-Semitism for 8 months. They started off with Kanye last year with the little thing with anti-Semitism.
That's right.
Then it would have to be Kyrie. Then they said Trump was anti-Semitic. And I'm sitting there saying, when you keep on hearing this word anti-Semitic, right? They don't ever call these people crazy. They don't ever call them a liar, but they call them crazy. They say they're spreading conspiracy theory.
Right.
But all these guys got Jewish names. Fink, Weinstein, Epstein, Greenberg, Kellerman, all these names. Rupert Murdoch. And I'm glad somebody pointed out that Tucker Carlson has not been fired. Let me tell you something about Tucker Carlson that's really going on here. They keep telling you that it was over the January 6th. No, Tucker Carlson by RFK Jr., who is polling already at 20% as a Democrat against Joe Biden. And they say they're not going to have primary debates either. That's what's going on. He's brought Kanye West, Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and he brought RFK Jr. And once he brought RFK Jr. on, that really sealed his fate.
That happened
the week before. Now, he's under contract until 2024 or 2025. But he's not actually fired. He's on like what they would call extended leave of absence. But getting paid, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. He's
down
in Florida. He's a panhandle. They don't want him
to be covering topics of Trump in January 6th. They basically said we don't want anybody that's going to put out things that's contrary narrative right now. And then we're talking about Rupert Murdoch. Well, he don't own all of Fox. BlackRock controls Fox News. So
yeah.
BlackRock made the call. Rupert Murdoch just bagged on. They told you the face. Rupert Murdoch got
the
face. Anything. BlackRock.
You the face.
Huh?
You the face. You the face. Yeah, I'm with you. 100. Yeah. Go ahead. You roll. You roll.
BlackRock was the one who made the call. They just told Rupert Murdoch to say that.
I agree. 100.
Because you got to take BlackRock at all costs. BlackRock controls pensions, 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
They have stock in other countries. So we really get to the real BlackRock, environmental, social governance, and all this stuff. We really got to get down to what. Now, BlackRock, however, cannot control everything because they thought they could. We were talking, but there was a massive backlash against that because people said, okay,
they
fine.
Stop.
So if we,
they stop.
That's why
they
I
stop.
Said these companies, Fox News, Bud Light, all of them, they're crazy because all you can do is make your consumer base leave and actually pay you. They might want that because that could actually trigger you into a recession and all your consumer base is leave.
Now, let me ask something. I don't know if you ever heard that word before that we say we're in the Christocracy, but I mean, but that is real. It's like they somehow they got together. I got some dates I'm going to throw out there at the high noon to see if people realize that. But isn't it strange that they were actually following this playbook? I mean, what do you think about, because the fact that you laid that down, what you think about the people? I mean, are the people who voted for this really have voted for this? What do you think about the people who would vote for this?
Well, now let me say something about the voting for this. Because, let's say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got a certain sector of people that's voting for it. But everybody ain't voting for it. As a matter of fact, it's probably more people. It's actually, because let me say something.
Go ahead.
And that's how you knew it was a funny business in 2020 election. You had mail-in ballots, and then you had the Dominion thing. Now watch this.
Right.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Go ahead.
People were getting 5 ballots at one time. You can only vote once. They were sending out mud ballots. I mean, so that's one thing. But if you ever look at it for real, okay. They told you that the most people voted in the 2020 election. Now, wait a minute.
Right.
Now. Hold on now. Wait a minute. They think they said 150, 160 million people voted, right?
Yeah. Unreal. Unreal amount. Go ahead.
That's unreal amount. But
unreal.
Even if it was,
okay.
That's how you know that Joe Biden didn't know he won a million votes. I'm going to tell you why. Because the numbers don't make sense. I'm going to tell you why it don't make sense. Think about it. There has already been reported that only 38% to 40% of the American public votes in any election most of the time.
That's right.
Half people do not vote. Rich people and poor people voting usually like a more middle class thing.
Right.
So watch this. Even if you say that, you got 300, I think they said the U.S. is what, 22 million of, well, all immigrants, it might be 340 or 50, but let's just go with the 320 to 330 range, million people, whatever's on in the U.S., right?
Right.
That still would not be 50%. So.
Oh, I'm with you. I've actually.
Ain't that many people?
Now, hold on. But let's go with that premise, because let's go with your microcosm around you. It's the area that you're in, the people, the dynamics. But do you find, okay, I know you know, debating about what you know. What is the outer abundance of your locale? Do you think they fell for this? What's the percentage that you believe that the immediate location of people around you, what's the percentage of actually believe
in? I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, so what's the group, what's the percentage that of black folk, whatever group, especially black folk, that believe January 6th was detrimental to the country? Give me a percentage of that actually that you hear, like they behind it.
Just the weird part. It's kind of like a night and day thing, because you got older people that believe it, right?
Yeah.
But younger people are either indifferent to it or they don't believe it. It's like a weird thing. It's like a weird dynamic.
Okay, so if we had to vote on your perspective as a person in the area, as tangible, able to tell us thought percentage-wise of what you would believe if they were to do a COVID announcement, how many do you believe the black community would go full force with going along with whatever they say? Give me a percentage.
Now, That's a good. Now listen. Now that's a good question. I'm gonna tell you COVID announcement. Let me tell you about that. Glad you mentioned that because I ran into a lot of things with that. You know, I had almost all the family members I knew who took the shot, right? But the guys, the young guys, if you had to quit playing basketball or working jobs or doing things, they didn't do it. And another thing with this COVID thing, I realized that these were more like what they call like what's called academia people or people who worked in medical fields that wanted to do this. But the average rank and file person was not even for this. That's why, like in New York, they even told you 70% of black people in New York are taking a jab. I know plenty of people that didn't, but a lot of older people did get scared. I still see people wearing their masks, dang, on cutting grass and stuff. Damn, man, it's stuff crazy, man.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me get some more calls because if we take time, now I'm gonna prove what he just said is factually. He's mentioned JFK. I'm gonna show y'all that they don't gave us the fact. That's why it's gonna be kind of scary for our people because a lot of the truth has come out by now, and sometimes our people seem to hate it. Now I don't know if it's done on purpose that they brainwash people to hate the truth, but just remember, JFK is connected to one of the biggest families in politics. It's a fact. Biggest family. He was against COVID. He said he didn't want the people jabbed. Y'all remember? Y'all remember? I have tapes. I was looking for it now. But I have tapes where he said that all of us is going to be paid for taking these shots. That came out of JFK Jr. Now, he come in.
And RFK had also come out and said the other day that the reason why Tucker Carlson was put on ice because he was speaking out against the jabs and people getting sick and dying from it. I mean,
that's
that
right.
Makes more sense, though, you know?
Yeah, y'all sent it to me, and I said, it's
right,
real.
It's on the thread.
It's on the thread. It's on the thread. Now, they saying that JFK now is coming out now saying all this stuff. Now, I just want y'all to realize something now. This family got two members killed. Two. Not only the president, but the attorney general, the law enforcement fraction, came up with all elaborate stories, all kind of crap. The year we was born, if I knew as a kid I was going to be born now, I said, man, wow. But here we go. Now, if the president's now Ted Kennedy's son, I guess that was that Ted Kennedy's son, Ted Kennedy got chap-acquitted. They heavy-duty liberals, heavy-duty. They've been in it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all look this up. Don't believe me. Don't believe a word I say. But act like I'm 24. But I could have sworn that the Kennedy is connected to the Lucis Trust. The Lucis Trust, which is Gaia, Mother Earth. See, Mother Earth has its own society for her. They call Gaia. Look it up. And if y'all don't know this, they was in bootlegging, prostitution. I mean, this president was fucking like a maniac, JFK, like a maniac. But somehow, he wanted to put a, he didn't get killed, he got killed for putting in, going against the bankers. All about, y'all should know this by now. This is 101. He wanted to put a House Resolution Bill 1001, some shit, that was going to make the banks go back to gold. They were got to do so. Somebody got to them. Now, y'all don't never listen to this type of thing, but y'all better listen to the past. These are dead people. Everybody played now is dead. Every voice you heard today on this show, they're the dead. Cause see, we in the land of the dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes under...
Yeah, that's JFK. President, JFK. After that speech, you know what happened. The man told you. He told Dr. King. Dr. King had to know this was going to happen. But he got killed the same time, too. It's like we forgot amnesia. This man gave this speech. If I play this in front of a black church today, in front of any black institution, I bet they say, I never heard that before. Y'all on the Dry Bones heard it before, because we've been playing that quite frequently, so y'all won't forget that you've been told. 3364, you on the Helios. We're going to get you at 12 o'clock. Get
my
ready.
Man. What's up, my man?
What's
my
up?
Man. Get, what up, my get, brother?
What's up? What's up, buddy?
Hey, look here. Hey, I'm finna bust some knowledge on y'all, man. It's just for y'all to look up. First thing, look up CTU Group out of Doral, Florida. That's a secret mercenary group that killed my man in the Haiti, called the CTU Group. You don't want to piss them off, man. They the one killed the dude in Haiti. Okay? Nah, I wasn't going to say nothing, but you talk about this psychotronic shit, man. Bruh, it's easy to fool all y'all jackasses on the phone than to convince y'all how the magician killed y'all ass and fool you. Okay? Number one, it's a weapon down there in Florida. You know about it, man. What it's called. It's called the no-see-ums, man. You walk through that shit, you start viewing the case, see what the fuck when you start scratching and itching and biting and shit. That's a weapon in Florida called no-see-ums. You know about them, don't it? Okay? Then, it's another weapon they got for only people under 25 called the mosquito. That's like the damn woodpecker. Only children under 25 can hear that shit. That's why they bugging the fuck out and killing y'all asses. Okay? So if you know somebody under 25, ask them what they hear, man, before they flip out on your ass and kill you. Okay? Then, it's another weapon they using on people. That damn, but make that sound. Guess what it is? Y'all dumbass probably using that electric toothbrush, man. It's putting out a fucking frequency that's making folks crazy, man. Y'all like that electronic toothbrush, that one that makes that sound? It's fucking y'all dumbasses up, okay? And I seen an experiment last night. I was talking to somebody on FaceTime, right, on FaceTime. They use that damn toothbrush. I said, look at here, that toothbrush don't fucking fuck you up. Oh, I just like my teeth clean, right? The minute they stop brushing their teeth with that sound, that's when all kind of crazy shit started happening after they were going foolish on the fucking phone, live FaceTime, man.
Hold on. You should have, hold on. They know they ain't going to believe you. I'm going to put facts on what he just said because that was unreal. And now, think about it. They do have that shit vibrating because I'm one who had the pick. That pick go in your mouth and try to get the food out. Then I realized peroxide, a swallow of peroxide will foam up and spit it out. Because now people don't realize, everybody know me good. I use baking soda, but peroxide, natural. But let's go with this. Let's go with this. That's beautiful what you just said. So basically that technology that we just heard this man say in 1973, that first clip, proved the fact that you vindicated for even acting. You kept up with what that man said. You just like, oh, that ain't shit. That's bullshit. No, I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to tell you another one I think is going to cause people crazy. People have to have their phone heard. That I have my phone on mute. I cannot take that noise all day. I hate it.
Yes, sir.
So that makes sense, bro. Keep it going. Let me get some more time. Yeah.
Another motherfucker that hypnotized y'all is, if I talk like this right here and say, though, we love this shit, and we like, you know who using that side weapon on y'all ass when he talk? You know who doing that?
Who?
That motherfucker CIA agent Tucker Carlson. His cadence, the way he talk and sound, that's how motherfuckers get hypnotized. I research his ass and the way he talk, his cadence. All right? If you talk like that and say, what we going to do? I can see you using that sound weapon on y'all dumb asses.
Well, hold on. Okay? Let's go there because I like when people say that because I got to do a flip on that. Now, we don't heard a bunch of cadences. Think about our community. We don't have Farrakhan. We don't have a bunch of people who talk that way. Who voices magnify, and that's but that's not their fault. That because people could listen to the way you talk because your energy diction vibrates to different people. So some people love to hear how you talking and it makes sense to them.
Exactly.
And right. So Tucker Carlson know the game, but it's about that what we just said earlier. If Tucker Carlson makes the most money for Fox, I want y'all to think about that one. I'm gonna give you a minute to go. Think about that one. Tucker Carlson is the number one maker at Fox.
Yeah.
They had this war about.
That's right.
They just lost a so-called the Dominion. The name Dominion should let y'all know why this had to happen. Look who he fought.
All I see Dominion, is
all Dominion is all part of that Black Rock. Dominion said y'all better do something to y'all people because they caused us money. Boom. Rupert Murdoch is the king.
That's why they fired Tucker so they can have an excuse to say, oh, that $770 billion was just fake air. You know that did not transpire.
Well, I like to
but they
up
have
time,
to.
Man.
They have to.
Hold on. I'm glad we went because I want y'all to realize it's back to that voting. See what I'm saying, Brother West, y'all sister? It's back to voting. So now they got us at the level where they're using the voting system. Because voting is electronic now, pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much. Now, say we all go to the
vote.
Right. Think about it. Well, you've been giving all these, you've been giving patents forever on these shows. He showed the patents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if y'all did not look up, go to past shows, he gave all these patents with Dominion and them had to be used. That's what the brother said. Because if nobody got that many votes in the history of America, y'all. That should be a common sense thing. So go ahead, Wes.
Exactly.
Remember that word vote is electricity. You give your
electricity
energy to somebody else.
That's right. Now
that's your vote.
But what if that vote did that? What you say, Wes, they go there in the machine because you got your phone on, y'all.
Yeah.
Got your phone on. What if y'all don't really know what you hitting? In next election. Now, I'm going to go with that. Me and Brother West always talked about that because we met through that venue of people who had under attack. Those body believed they were under attack because they had these mental institute to get you. I'm telling y'all, this coming.
Yep.
Now, let's go further. Stay with me, Brother West. Put you on mute. I'm going to get some more. Especially I want y'all to know something.
One more thing. Y'all, we all under this psychotronic technology, man. All of us.
Okay. Oh, I know
what
that.
You,
yeah.
You can tell what people say what they under, man. That's why I listen real good
and
go with that music from with Teddy Pendergrass and Lou Rawls and the 520 Hertz when I talk to people. That's how they do it, man.
Yeah.
And I'm Dr. Mike Rob. So I don't argue with nobody because I talk to them with that right sound, bro, and it's all good. So you know how to do it. You got to know how to flip this shit.
That's called
whatever they give you, you use it to your advantage.
Dictation of your voice, bro. You know, You know how to charm that voice. You know how to make that voice be appealing when necessary. Everybody got that charm. It's called charm.
All the time, man. You got to know how to control your tone and your frequency,
It's called that charm. But when we want to hype you up.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go to the black side now. We're about to go to the black side, y'all. Because
it's all, hey, my man, one more thing. It's all right brain and left brain. You use your right brain, you use your thought and logic. Left brain is all emotional, way low frequency. So my people
got
to speak out the right brain. Yeah.
But you got four quadrants in that brain. That's why I call it news. You got four quadrants in the two hemispheres. And I'm going to tell y'all something. We're about to go into some money now. We're about to get into it because I told y'all. I know it's getting
Another trick they use is to make y'all think cholesterol bad, man. Your brain is fat. That's cholesterol, man.
That's right. So you got that from that Chinese man. That Chinese man said that. Did you get that from the Chinese?
That's your plasma, cholesterol.
Hold on.
Man.
I seen that.
So
did you
y'all
get that
fell for that high cholesterol.
Hold on. Anyway. Did you get that? Because people who eat on the Western world, and I know this to be true, people eat on the East and West both type of foods. What we call, and I told you, that's why I don't argue with foods. Because people eat brains. Brain is fat. So people eat brookie brain. People eating. Now, I want y'all to go. I'm going to go further today because I told y'all. I know y'all Westy. All y'all on is right brain. Y'all all Western Hemisphere brains. Because everything, y'all never take into consideration that people are already eating that. And because you ain't a cannibal, don't mean ain't no cannibals. Because you don't want to do something that you think in your Western Hemisphere brain. I'm so glad you brought that because I'm about to get real deep down. Thank you, man. Appreciate that, bro. I was holding back, but I said, no, you done brought it out. Y'all all talking about what right brain. You only own Western Hemisphere thinking. You ain't in the East. You ain't in the East. You don't know nothing about the food, the culture, the prostitution, the pimping, how all them countries pimp their own people when they come here from immigration. You act like you don't know this. Always so fixated on the white man. That's the fixation. You on drugs. You on the Western mindset. I'm about to put Africa on y'all today. See, y'all think y'all know Africa. I hate when y'all all acting like Africa ain't gave you nothing, but did they tell you that you got some gold over there soon? You can get invested in the Chinese rare metals. Did they give us any? All y'all talking all that shit? I'm getting on. I got the proof that the Afrocentric. Let me go right here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This came out of y'all academia. It says Afrocentric. It's not like electricity. Ain't it speaking? Wes mentioned it's centricity. Afrocentricity was born in academia in the West. Listen to that. In the West. That's where your brain is at. I'm going to show you how y'all think the same thing. Contemporary. Rising to the minor nobility of the out of critical race theory era, while Afrocentrism attempted to create a legacy of ideology core back to ancient Egypt. It is really a critical response to the barrage of academia racism that the Western historical view, and indeed the dominant African view, was that the African have made no contribution to anything civilized. And no one serious about Africa depends only on Afrocentricism. I can go all day. They gave you these things, El Jazali, City of Timbuktu, Baba. All this was given to us by the people you say, they're dumb. This was during the time of the rulership of the bureaucracy that you under. It obviously somebody registering because the black forces out there didn't come from the East. Ain't no Africans, ain't no Africans said that. This is made up in academia, America, the West. So you've been lied to on all levels. Even if you say you think you know. That's why I say fool the very elect. Everybody, we're white brains, right? Yeah, you're right, but it's four quadrants to the brain. Four quadrants. And all them brains, you don't think they eat y'all brain? They got caviar. They got people who are eating all kind of stuff. That's why I say, I don't get in debates no more about what people eat because you only thinking out your right brain, the Western Hemisphere brain. Chinese people, cholesterol. Actually, all that stuff we say that, they say that, what's that one that you were saying that was bad for us? is not MSG. MSG is all in the Asian world. MSG, monosodium glutamate. But you in the Western world say it's bad. He, West said something, I seen him with Chinese man, I watched this a long time ago. He said, a physicist came on and said, the brain is fat. He said, we eat fat. I said, damn. That's why all y'all talking about that pork. See how religion, that came from Islam. And from the so-called books when they combined them to put that pig thing and make that story up. I'm going to show y'all. Y'all say y'all know the book. I'm going to see. Because how come the rest of the world eat it? They only not eating pork. They eating the whole damn thing. Haiti was eating the pork until the Islamic people came and took the black pig from it. They don't teach that one on. I don't think many people know it. They were so rich. They was rich because they had black pigs that ate volcanic ash. Go look it up. Ain't no talk about that. Somebody lying somewhere. Now, our job.
My mom lived to be 93 years old, and every party pig, up from what I remember, because she's from down in Tennessee, she ate it. Never had no problems with it. Up until she died, I was going to the store buying the chitlins.
Hey, all our people, they made us fight each other. They had us fighting each other in the house.
Right.
Because I don't eat,
right.
I don't eat pork. I'm better than you. Really? That's a Western thinking. Brought to you by somebody in the East. Wonder why. Wonder why. Somebody better talk. I mean, come on, y'all. Now, I'm going to go to the King Center because I'm going to tell you, Atlanta, Georgia is the capital of Region 4. America is already in quadrants. Already. It's already been spent, and it's already been handed out. Already been handed out. Every sector is already under contract. It's 10 regions. Atlanta over the Black Belt and all of the four regions. Region 4. And this is why somebody should have asked, but I'm glad I seen it with my own eyes. See, Mahatma Gandhi and them, I said, I'm so sick of hearing the Black America version. The indigenous American version, been here, they don't even have a good version of why these statues in front of the King Center, Mahatma Gandhi, why Winston Churchill, it got us doing V for Vendetta and all that shit. They don't know why. And these are energies. They know it. They know when you do it, it brings energy on you. And so this is Africa, y'all. I'm going to do this segment for
you. Yeah, look at that shit, what that Dalai Lama was trying to do to that little boy talking about suck his damn tongue, man. What the fuck is that shit, man?
Yeah, that's the Western, that's the Atlanta of the East. The monks, all them that y'all don't look up, Kung Fu. Kung Fu, when we watched the David Carrick thing, he came from an all-boys school. Man, that's why he ain't like women. I don't know. But I'm going to show you one thing. Y'all ain't talking like Africa. I can tell you that right now. I let Africa tell me. Why would I let some people in the West tell me about what's going on in the East?
Our second lead story today, we are going to Ghana, where a group of lecturers and student campaigners who have been campaigning for the removal of India's Mahatma Gandhi statue.
In September of 2016, some lecturers and students at the University of Ghana demanded that the statues of Mahatma Gandhi that was erected on their campus be removed. And the reason for their agitation was Gandhi hated black people.
Mahatma Gandhi, as it were, is known to be anti-black and a racist.
The real Gandhi was a hateful Gandhi.
The real Gandhi spewed racism against Africans.
He called them kafirs.
He was a racist. He was against Africans.
He was divisive, racist, and classist. Oppressive even toward his own people.
And he says he has even denied talking about the Indian, the not always obvious privilege of riding in the same municipal tram cars with his white fellow colonists.
If he cannot be pulled down by diplomatic means, but I myself would not find it difficult to rally people behind me to take it down violently.
A statue of Mahatma Gandhi has been removed from a university campus in Ghana.
It's a very sad time and interesting time.
I think the very first question we have to ourselves is, was Mahatma Gandhi racist? The answer to that question is simple. Yes, Mahatma Gandhi was racist. In fact, the official organization for Gandhi wrote this. about Mahatma Gandhi. But there is more to this story, and which is, yeah, it wasn't just Gandhi that was racist. In fact, somebody like Winston Churchill was publicly a racist. All you have to do is to search Google for Winston Churchill view on race. You are likely to get to this Wikipedia page.
Now I went there so I can bring the next call in. Now, here it is. This is from the King Center now. Now, you got whatever view you think you got. But let's talk to the people in the land that he actually was at. And
right.
it seems to be that black folks been bamboozled again. I'm gonna prove it today again. I wish I'd get rich from this. I'd be a freaking billionaire right now. Damn. Anyway, I mean, it's in front of the King Center. Nobody asked. And then we find out, what does that got to do? But I told you, under the Christocracy, I told you, look it up the word, you'll find it got a Hindu meaning into it. I hope y'all ready for the heels. We ain't even had high noon yet. I'm about to bring it out. We got heat time today. 797696. Welcome to the Helios. 7696.
Hey, Bob, I'm gonna come back when I get quiet.
All right. Okay. Mute yourself then. All right. Mute yourself. Right. Yeah. When you get in, just let me know. All right. Go ahead. 1-1-3-0-0.
What's going on, bro?
What's happening? We getting in. You see me getting in today. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Great show, my brother. You know, we talk all the time, and everything is unfolding. You definitely see what's going on with the banks. And I just want my family. I don't know about any other men in the building, in the Dry Bones family, but I like to prepare. I want to prepare for my family, because what's going on, in order to survive what's going to get ready to happen, you need to start preparing now. And if you don't, then you're going to be a statistic, or you're going to be roadkill. So I'm just, even with the technology right now, what's going on with the cryptocurrencies, and even with the AI technology, all of that is going to be integrated together. And you're gonna have to have some type of education about this stuff. If not, you're gonna perish. It's just that simple. And so, it could be a bad thing, but it could be a good thing. You can make money. And you know, it's a lot of culture vultures out here trying to get ahead of the game. And it's definitely gonna be interesting, man. So I'm in the background, bro. I'm just hanging in here. You know how I do on my Sundays. I'm getting it out the mud right now. We've been having some real bad weather, man, here in Florida, man. It's just, I mean, we had like two or three tornadoes in the last 2-3 days. So, man, it's a lot.
Wow.
Going on, bro. So I'm talking about hail and everything, bro. I mean, so much hail on the ground look like it snowed. So
damn.
Right now in Florida in the springtime. So it's a lot of wicked things going on, and we just got to get, you know, get clicked in with the elders and get prepared. That's why I say all men, prepare. Don't allow this to be able to catch your family off of guard when you're sitting here on the Dry Bones Connection, and we all connected and you're getting the information. So take this information and grow from it and prepare. I digress, my brother.
And that helps everybody out there, because now when I say about this, I don't know none of y'all situation totally that's on the line across the different countries, but people I do know, we keep a lot of family members gonna realize from this calamity that's going to come, you're going to get closer. Because calamity brings closeness, but it's going to be chaos in this. Now, I experienced it firsthand. I ain't going to lie.
Share the information, even like I said, my true experience. If your family don't listen, that's fine. Share the information with a stranger. You'd be surprised how appreciative they are. Because just like I said, down here, people are more, they might not necessarily understand it, but they're more prone to listen than the people, the place where I just came from. And they love getting information down here. Pastors, business owners, they love it.
Yeah, that's why I tell you, each state is its own region, and none of us will know it until we lived in it. And that's the issue that we have to have. That's why that dry bone thing is, y'all in different regions, those of you in the same region that I am, notice what's going on in your region, and you'll figure that, hey, we're going to have to come to a conclusive idea. Do we want the farmers to destroy the crops? That's why they put that out there. Ain't gonna be on no regular news. You the news.
And you know what? Speaking, it's a little part of Tennessee, Blue Oval City. So Ford is supposed to be building an electric plant truck here. But see, now when you mentioned about the farms, the state of Tennessee actually invoked eminent domain in some of the black farmers in that particular area. So they fight now to see what's going to happen with the land. But yeah, the state want to take the land from them so they can build a road to build that Ford EV plant.
I seen it on the thread. I said, yep, I'm glad you brought that up because, again, the deal was made without us paying attention because notice every commercial is EV, y'all. Every commercial. I'm watching sports. Wherever you at, you watching every commercial. You be like, well, damn, I thought we would. I'm telling y'all, they ain't.
Hey, drop on. This is the thing about that EV right here. This is the thing about that EV. Those electronic vehicles, I mean electric vehicles, that's what EV is the acronym for, electronic vehicles.
Yeah,
right.
They're only
good for about an hour worth of driving, and then it takes you another 40 minutes to charge it up. So, I mean, imagine yourself going down the road an hour. Okay, you say you go 65 miles per hour, or you're going 60 miles per hour, and, you know, pray that it's not at night because your battery is going to drain faster. But it's crazy, man, some of the stuff that they're trying to just shoehorn in. They're shoehorning it because it makes money for them, but it's going to make you suffer. Did you see California talking about they're getting rid of all diesel trucks? I'm like, what?
But hold on. That's why we're talking to y'all. I got you coming in. 8079, you are next. Got you coming in next. Now, all y'all on the bones, y'all been on very, y'all veterans to what's going to happen. The question is, I ask y'all again, y'all watch these movies. You ever see the Omega Man? See, there's going to be a time where people remember or you show evidence that you out there doing some things that you got to be careful today now because if they're able to go to the farmers, everybody, and then we got Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg together this week for some farm thing. Remember, Willie Nelson gave the alarm back in them days. We did Farm Aid. We didn't pay attention.
Right.
We hated country music. We ain't no Charlie Pride and black folks made country music. So they kept that. Then when you find out, now we got Hootie and the Blowfish. We got everybody out there running around. Country music got my man, the gay guy with Cyrus and them, Nas X, all them. See how big it is now? It is. Come to find out, country music is one of the biggest entities of, you better look it up, smuggling.
Nashville, Tennessee, yep.
Yeah, find out what they smuggling. Let me get some more calls. 8079, y'all rolling. We about to get it on the Helios.
Good morning, Dry Bones.
What's up?
It's so many things I want to comment on, but I keep it short, man.
Go ahead,
especially about those frequencies that's going through the air here, man. 2 weeks ago, right on Genesee, they had 100 people was up there riding, young people, man, under 20 years old. Where do 100 people come from that quick to make a riot happen? You know, it was like, damn, it had to be the frequency, man. And as far as AI concerned, if you look at that commercial with Charles Barkley and the younger one sitting on to his left right there.
Right, yeah, I see that, yeah, yes. Yes.
Just think how far are they going to take that, man? Who are you really looking at when you're looking at somebody on TV in a movie or anything, man? Are they cloning you for robots and that be you instead of the actual person? They got that technology. They trying to downplay it, though, you know, but it's out there. So you really know who you're looking at. As far as, you know, fake news, hey, everything is fake. Whatever, you know, you gotta put it now. You gotta say, well, that shit is fake until I go ahead and find the facts. But you'll never know the facts if you're not looking at it with your own eyes. Just for instance, they talking about the farmers getting paid off, right? How will we know if that's really true and we not seeing them really burning the crops or doing this or doing that? Or how they gonna? Or are you gonna go to the grocery store one day? There's gonna be no fruit, vegetables, no anything in there for you, you know. So all this is like mayhem at the most. As far as them talking
insurance, man, mayhem, the insurance, man, every game.
Talking about, just like, you know, it was mentioned about the score for you to buy a house. Now, if you're 650, you got to pay so much money. Well, technically, it's only if you're buying a house over $300,000 to $400,000. They're going to charge you an extra $480 a year for 30 years, whatever your mortgage is, to pay on that, man. But how many people can go out there and buy a $300 home or $400,000 home?
That's all that's in our Florida. You will not find anybody know Florida.
Right.
You ain't finding nothing. You got to buy a $400,000 home, or you ain't gonna get no house. That's how it works.
But that's only $1.75 a day for 15 years, 30 years, whatever. You know, which people, hey, you buy coffee. That's more than that every fucking day when you go to the store. And
They could look at it like that.
It's a lot of different stuff that
I think it's great. I think if this is happening, let's go with the demographics. Okay. Let's just do demographic game. If the demographics is that we saying is fake or whatever maybe, the demographics show that how are people coming in from other countries able to usurp a black neighborhood within 2 to 3 years? How's that done if it's fake?
They got government help from what I
can
see.
Now that's where we get deep. If they got government help, that means it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, no doubt of it. It's been a conspiracy against us. People come here and see, like, damn, the black motherfuckers is running them. We running them motherfuckers right over and taking over our shit, and ain't nothing been done about it, man.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
They show their power every day.
Right. But I'm saying, I'm like, it's just for what you just talked about, because that's how we do. Now, you know, about the farmers. Now, I'm not sure what families are doing this burning. Like you say, we can't be for sure. I agree with you 100%. We can't be for sure if that was let's say this, boom, boom. That's where they got us. I think that's where they want us to be at, where we're at the level of looking at stuff until the next generation, maybe not our generation, y'all, right? But this next generation, brother be talking about, but that generation seemed to be the most fulfilled to do this totally believe in a fake reality. See, me and you might be at an age where we can see, but it's really designed for another age that, because if you can get young people at 20 to do this, what you just said happening, that's frightening. That is absolutely frightening, y'all. But here's the culprit. Hold on. I bet y'all make a last point. But who's the culprit, y'all? If your child is in your house and you bought it an iPhone and you buy the high-priced volume electronics, then what would that make the people who following the psychopath? Like I told y'all, better be careful. This is a hell of a show today. I told you the worst. If a people, y'all say y'all don't vote, that's okay. It doesn't mean you got to go into a voting machine to vote. That means you're complicit. That's what that word means. Complicit energy to what they're doing. That's all of us. And that means right now we might get a total burnout, because obviously we are buying the electronics to give to this generation that will go out and do that. That's
and
the
then
fact.
They'll turn around and kill you if they take you. You take it away from them.
That's the facts.
Yeah.
So.
We always said they don't want our age group. They want the children, man, to bring in,
yeah,
to usher in whatever
yeah.
they want.
They
don't need us, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said,
No, man, beautiful conversation as always. You know how we do it. We roll up big time up there. Much love to you. We'll be seeing you soon. Let me just say this, all y'all. Now, I ask y'all to realize that this is so powerful that y'all the news. See, he's another region. That's the news. That's happening. We won't see that on our news unless they specifically got a certain segment. We be seeing Chicago here. We see Philly, New York sometime. But the bottom line is everybody's region is going to be hit. That's the bottom line. How you deal with this hit is going to be tremendous, because, again, you don't know if your taxes, certain states, if your state is fleeing now, everybody, think about this for a minute. Everybody coming to Florida. That means your real estate now in your areas is at an area of, ain't nobody there to buy the house. Now, we building like crazy. And my brother, y'all, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody been to Florida in the last 3 months, it's like What the hell? But now, here's what they tell me. I want y'all to think, because this is what stupid people believe. If you let stupid people make you believe this, you telling me that you worried about global warming, you worried about erosion of the beaches, and you about to build a $250 billion Porsche, new Porsche hotel. We got this being built.
Nashville just approved the budget. They're building a brand new stadium for the Tennessee Titans, $2.1 billion. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we deserve what
and
we
the
get, y'all.
People in Nashville didn't want it. They was like, no, we're going to build it anyway. What y'all going to do about it?
We're going to build it anyway. On your bonds. Now, I told y'all.
Right.
The bonds is – now, that means – that's your Bible scripture. I don't know why we can't see it. They say no man should buy you for bondsmen and bondswomen. I mean, y'all think it always under – you know, y'all think it all the time got to be something on you, something like, you know. No. You could be indentured out because we don't know the Constitution. That's one thing. Nobody – I don't care what you say. You're in your own land. You don't know no other land in the West. You dream about Africa, but you don't know nothing about that shit. And if you visit it, so what? You ain't living there. Don't mean because you go to Africa or went anywhere. Everybody goes to these places. I went to Africa. Okay, that's great. I'll go. But we ain't got no economic connection to Africa. Now y'all going to be looking at us really crazy when they say, well, you didn't claim your own land. That's going to be the question. It's going to be a tough one, too, because, God, think about it. The court cases are coming up. Y'all, nobody even look it up. I'm putting it on here for y'all. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they're about to say a robot is human. Now, I mean, I don't know how long we can keep watching this. And if they take over your kids through the school system, which did y'all watch? Did anybody watch the hearing of the school board chick? She said she had a direct phone line to the CDC. She said it. Go look it up.
And the CDC is connected with United Nations. United Nations said last week they were talking about legalizing pedophilia. Come on.
Thank you. Yeah. And the name of the money gonna be called pedo. P-E-D-O, pedophile. I mean,
wow.
they can't make this no clear to us. So I said to myself, man, that's why I had to do this show. It's so timely. I got to come to grips. We in an insane asylum. Anytime a group of people, I don't care if you don't vote. I don't make me no difference. But guess what? Your family are. Your offsprings will. Your wife, your girlfriend, whatever you got, husband,
that's
boyfriend.
That's why they got,
they
got that mayor up in Chicago. They voted.
Yeah.
They didn't want the dude that was pro-police. They wanted the other guy that the Chicago Teachers Union was paying.
Right. That means they was paying people. See, people forget something. That's why I know the money. That's why I played that thing called the money, man. Did you know that the teachers union is holding on to billions of money from the COVID given, the COVID
mm-hmm.
money? They could probably have every kid with a computer, everything they wanted, if they really, that money gone. And if I told you where it's at, you ain't going to believe me. But I just want you to think about where it possibly went. Just think about it for a minute. Where it possibly could have went. That's what's so crazy. It's just amazing. Now, I'm going to play this for y'all right quick because I told you. White people, everything we've been
learning. You ain't getting your reparations with it.
No, ain't no reparations. I keep telling y'all, this whole thing was made up. The word Caucasian was made up in the 18th century. German autonomous Johann Bachelberg. He made this word up by looking at the Caucasus Mountain. This is not me saying it. This is their own. He made it up because he thought it was so beautiful and white. And he went as far as to, now this knowledge is coming out of India. For the purpose they would create a god in the image from this white mountain, the Caucasus, that they found. Now, see, Farrakhan told y'all they came out the Caucasus. No, they found this themselves and came up with this. Go look it up. They said that they made up a mountain range. They seen the mountain range, named themselves after the mountain range for the purpose that they would create a god, the image, and idea of humanity. That's when they came up with that eugenic stuff. Now, listen to what they did, y'all. Now, y'all tell me if I'm making this up. I'm not. I'm fat. I wish I want to bet me. We could cash out. Somebody hold the money. Let's do $100. But they said this, that this came about. They said after that, they got together in all the conferences at that time, and he went and named four other races. He made up at a conference some four other races, physically and morally degenerate forms of God's original creation. He categorized Africans, excluding light-skinned North Africans. He excluded the light-skinned part of Africa. Ain't that amazing? He did it. Not God. This dude did it. Blumenbeck. Johann Blumenbeck. Then he decided under the conference that he was given the power from Germany, Saxony, which was the Swiss Guards. Then he goes on to say that he categorized the Africans like, he said the Ethiopians as Ethiopians or black. So he said Africa, excluding the light-skinned North Africans, as Ethiopians or blacks, he divided non-Caucasian Asians. That means, how do you have a, see, anything that was beyond the Caucasus Mountains on the east and west hemisphere of those mountain ranges, they connected them because they site said that's where they placed. This is they thought, not no. See what I'm saying? But we got people talking all this stuff all these years. We learned this lie. Now, I'm going to prove it's a lie because just they came up with it. Nobody had to train these people then to say this over here in the west because this came out the east. Now, after he did that, he said the Mongolian race, the yellow Japan, China, the Mayan, the brown race, the Aboriginal Australians, the Native Americans. He went the Georgian woman and the so he said the Georgian women in the Caucasus. You hear this? I said Georgia. Go look up ancient Georgia in Europe. This, I mean, can't get no plainer. I'm not even that bright. This is easy. It goes on to say that. Scientifically, they got together and said, here is the time when whiteness is born. The supporting hierarchy of the scientific topology of whiteness was born, supporting the hierarchy theory of a new race science took place, which can be seen as a strange and retrospective, unbelievable discovery of a lost white tribe that proliferated in the 9th century and the early 20th century. While none of these clans proved to be white, the racial sense intended to explore and the legacy of a lost tribe continued and quietly and inevitably shaped the lives of millions. Listen to this now, and I'm going to stop. Millions of people in Rwanda and India. The lost tribe group out of Blumenbeck's central theory. Central theory. That means just his thoughts. So somebody had to back his thoughts, which is a key word there. And today, they got all the black people in the land in America to hate it. And when this happens, y'all, they're going to label you communist enemy number one. Watch and see.
Listen. This book was written 50 years ago. And it was presented before Congress and the House of Representatives on January the 10th, 1963. Now, for those of you that can remember back then, you'll remember what our nation was, what kind of mess we were in at that point. I want you to consider for a moment what you're about to see presented here before the House of Representatives. And the book was actually written by a former FBI agent. He worked with the FBI for 16 years, and then he went and became the chief of police in Salt Lake City, and it was during this time that he wrote his famous book called The Naked Communist. Now keep in mind, he worked for the FBI. This guy had inner knowledge of what was going on way back then about what communism was openly trying to get into the United States of America. Now, if you remember where we were at in that time frame, what was going on in the 60s, many of you remember the peace demonstrations, the war, the riots and everything else. Lots and lots of things were going on. And a lot of things I'm going to share with you in this book
literally took place in that little time frame. Matter of fact, he presents 45 goals for overthrowing the United States. Overthrowing it in the sense of making it become communist. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let us look at less than half of them. And I want you to observe these in the next few minutes, and you tell me, you be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, you tell me if this book that's 51 years old, written by a former FBI agent, if this book is not telling exactly the direction our country's going. Now, with this in mind, I want to give you just a few of them. Number four, and as I said, we'll give you less than half of them, so just stick with me real quickly here. Number four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Of course, it was a short time after that that we started seeing things in our nation that was made, in effect, by communist nation. For example, I always thought it was kind of funny how American flags are made in China. And it's quite interesting when throughout the years they have interviewed and talked to people about their personal opinion of the products made in China and how that, oh, it might be cheap, but it was talking about good value and all the other things. It's low on the quality level. Matter of fact, they just was recalling thousands of women started buying these flip-flops and started breaking out with these horrendous burns, some of second and third degree burns on their feet.
Now, I'm going to take 7472. I want y'all to listen with y'all. Now, be honest now. I hope y'all know who shop. All goods is still made in China. All goods. So China is not going to go back on their investment at all. They're trying to gain something from what they think they're going to lose. So what they're doing is they're buying the bonds. And by them buying the bonds, they own 7472.
Grand Rising, Dry Bones.
Grand Rising. Grand. Vindication, bro. Go ahead and go, because you said they were using them jeans for that Jonah probably. They surely have.
Right. And the other part that, you know, the discussion that we I've been listening to, and it's really important because Derek pointed out, and when he was talking about the land, because if you look at the USDA, you can go on USDA, Asset, Death, and Wealth Suggestion, February 7, 2023, the Farm Sector's Equity Forecast for the Rise of 2023. The difference in what they're looking at in farmland and what they're looking at as far as forecasting, $3.51 trillion, 5% increase relatively of what farmland is valued at right now. This is why they're taking that area, what Derek is showing us, talking about they're getting ready to build a factory there that cuts off food. How much land that factory is going to cover that cuts off how much food that won't be grown on that land to produce an electric car? You can't eat electric cars.
Right.
So you're producing, you're destroying the farmland in order to not feed the people. And then they're buying up the farmland and recreating this new trade road that they're getting ready to run across this country, because we got to look at something. December 21st, 2012 was the Galactic New Year, and that was when they were talking, everybody was talking about the New Year and the Galactic Year. We're coming up on next year, December 2024. That's 12 years. But we had 2017 was the America Eclipse across America. 2024 eclipse across America will go again. See, as above, so below. And you're looking at you, and I sent it to Derek last night. We're getting ready to have a lunar eclipse on May the 5th. And Marvel is getting ready to release its movie. They're doing all of this. This is in alignment with what's going on above. And
Guardians of the Galaxy.
How they're able to, how they're getting ready to used as weather warfare. The brother was just saying they had hail and tornadoes in April in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the science and technology to destroy and work certain areas or certain regions that they want to have mass control because that's where they're building up. So if you
Fort Lauderdale, the flood in Fort Lauderdale, they had a deluge that lasted the whole amount of the year in one day here, y'all. So go ahead.
When you wipe out that land and the people can't rebuild it over, guess what? They can walk in and put those $200,000-$400,000 homes there on that land where people that had property that was less than that value, they can increase on that value in certain regions. And so we got to look at how they're mapping out the takeover of Turtle Island again, but basically the takeover of the world. The climate change is the climate of the mind. It's not so much the climate of the weather. Mother Nature will balance herself out. It's what the climate of the children is going to be for the next seven generations. And the maypole, you know, climbing that phallus, is because they're trying to do what Isis did when she went and she found it. After they cut him up in 13 pieces, she recreated the phallus. And this is what they're trying to do, is recreate this phallus. Because they cut up.
Now, are they trying to do it, or are we in the mix of it, them doing it? Because, like, it's the one thing to say they're doing it.
They're attempting it because divine intelligence is always greater than the artificial. Artificial is not real. The art of intelligence. The art of intelligence. That's what it's saying. The art, A-R-T, art of intelligence. Artificial.
Artifact.
It has a worldwide
artifact. Artifact. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Artifact. Yes.
What we're seeing is that we who are baby boomers and elders are here. We have had the experience of what went on with Cleo Senkoff's book about the naked communists. That already has been in design because they were just following Marxism and all of that and Lenin.
Yeah, okay, but let's go there. Hold on. Let's go there because it said that was in 62. I'm not even born. I maybe have been born. That's a year. Now, I come into something. I don't know your age at that level, but maybe you didn't see it.
I was 12 years old.
Okay, so you didn't probably just see it. So what happened is, as we grow up, we realize that if somebody put that blueprint down, that this was something that we should be looking for, it would have been a better outcome right now because it seemed like the generation just before us, I mean, you couldn't possibly know at 12 that they plan on taking the country over until you got older. Now, when you got the age to see that before us, what's your thoughts when you started hearing all that? Because you call it Turtle Island. That's not known by most of blacks by saying that, even though it's facts, but that's what it was called. One of the names of some of the many that they may say attribute this, but Turtle Island is definitely well known. Let's go with that. At that time, when King and them there, we getting when you got to that age group with the Panthers in that era. And you see the blacks, didn't y'all get kind of suspicious that they was killing off like all the leaders at that time? Like I wouldn't know. You seen that 70s attack on all these groups. What's your thoughts when you was at the age, what y'all was thinking when y'all was seeing that?
And that's a good part because what were we using in the Panther Party and most of the grassroots people was reading what? Mao Zedong's The Red Book on Communism.
Right.
Third World, that was they were promoting. Third world countries, we were all banding together to overthrow the capitalism.
Right. Now take that thought.
But that's what was given to 12-year-olds in that time to see, okay, we need to join forces with these third world countries that they're suppressing to rise up against capitalism.
Let's go now to now. You see these same countries now that you got accustomed to it earlier than we did, and we like, wow, Venezuela. Now we're here now, today, we got a huge amount of people coming in the millions for something that was told to this party back in them days, how do we look at it now and say, well, maybe that's why they killed my man, because he wasn't really going along with that philosophy of us going into the firing pit, getting us killed off on this communism thing, because it seemed like our people seem to be okay with the anarchy. Like you know, by rowing our kids in the middle of the night, they're attacking. You think is it parental more than it is the government? What's your take on that? Because you're older, elder. Is it parental or the government that we can't keep our kids from going crazy?
Okay, what I still had the time to do at that time at 12 years old, my great-grandmother was still alive, and I could still hear the things in which she was talking about the world was doing. Because in her even saying that one day we're going to be able to see people around the world was something that she couldn't even fathom, but she had the vision of that was going to be happening on Turtle Island. She talked about that. That was
so somebody in your family,
in the
1800s, which is a matrix. Now, a woman telling y'all this type of stuff in that time, then that's telling me that women were like the wisdom bearers. If you only heard your grandmother, what about your grandfathers and all the uncles? Were they answered the same? Because remember, masonry's going on at that time. Black folks had businesses at the time. You was getting older than us. I know I grew up, black folks had business. When I got to a certain age, they started losing them. But in your era, how do you explain that we would like let other groups just take over the community, which would be considered affirmative action, which was a democratic movement at the time that black folks seemed to give all their voltage and energy to? How do you think the turnout is now if immigrants actually is the one that everybody say the civil rights movement was about? Is actually the main reason why the community is gone? How do you think about that?
What the Voting Rights Act and what the thing in doing is that, and you choosing that political person to stand for you, but these people were asking you for votes that were using your vote saying that it's okay what we getting ready to do to you.
At your era, who was in charge when you was growing up? Who was the
Kennedy.
Political? No, but the figure that was in your
Democratic
era.
Party.
No, I'm saying, Kennedy. But in your locale, the community was pretty much Kennedy. Everybody loved Kennedy.
Right, because that was the thing in Chicago, and Mayor Richard J. Daley was promoting it.
Ours
and this
too.
Was a Democratic city.
Ours too. I think they loved the Kennedy.
Can I ask about a question about the voting? The voting. When he said the voting is right, what do you think the voting right bill was when it was passed in your area? What did it mean to you, and what was the bill about? Because I think it's very confusing when people thought about that voting.
My grandfather was a precinct captain, and when it came time for elections, he was in the area that we lived in Englewood. He went through the community to make sure to get everybody out and campaign for those people that they wanted to vote in. They had that much community. It wasn't like we're doing now, you know, the electronics and all of this. We went from door to door, and you had rallies, and you had block club meetings, and you had things that were brought into the community.
I agree.
To give the people to say, vote for me.
Now, what happened, though? Hold on. Let's go with that. Let's go with that perfect, because I love this. Okay, we all had that. We had block club parties all throughout New York State. Arthur Eve had summer programs where we'd get jobs. I had a bunch of Arthur Eve programs and tutoring. We had no problem with that. Somewhere in between that us going to high school, they decided to take that vocational stuff out, and they cut craftsmanship out, which means that you could be a craftsperson, don't have to go to college per se, and still be wealthy. They cut that shit out. That's what I'm going to say. And what? Give me your thoughts on that.
The
trade took all that out.
The trade, because
when I ask you is, though, when it happened to y'all, what was your thoughts of your area? Did they like, no problem? Did they get upset? What did you see during the time that this was actually coming to fruition when we realized, wow, we ain't got nothing no more? But what's your thoughts
on
how that works?
What I can say with it is seeing that coming up from 12 in the 60s on up to 68 when King got killed and I had to leave Chicago because of the gang. The thing that I seen is I went to Vietnam and got hooked on heroin and came back and seen people still hanging on the corners doing the same crazy stuff they was doing in the 70s when I got back, when I left at 16 years old. I left home at 16.
But that war, but hold on, let's go with that. Let's go with that because I've got to say with me, we're gonna get some history. During that time, you went to that war, came back, we've seen a lot of history that I got frequently accustomed to. Here we is, find out we the biggest drug dealers out of South Carolina. South Carolina had the biggest, baddest drug dealers used by the longshoremen to bring that in, and military. Because, you know, you got to wonder about how a black person could be able to bring all this heroin from that war. That war actually created the heroin trade, if y'all think about it. Think about it for
but
me, y'all.
That's what you said. I went to Nam, and I was stationed in Cameron Bay. And the part that was going up the Saigon River, we were guarding the Ho Chi Minh Trail. What the heroin was routed through from North Vietnam through South Vietnam into going over to Turkey to be, that was the what Papa Doc did, the French Connection. Remember the movie, The French Connection? That's
right,
what France was
connection.
In there
yes.
doing,
yes.
Was in
That's
the
right.
drug trade. That was what the whole thing
That's
was
right.
about. Same thing we
right.
did with Afghanistan. Russia wanted to get poppy because 50% of
mm-hmm.
Afghanistan is heroin. South America
mm-hmm.
is coke.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
Resources
now,
that they knew to now. Use. Right. That was the wealth that they gained having free money by suppressing the people, giving it to put it in the black community. Now it's an epidemic because white folks is doing opioids and dying. Oh, now it's an epidemic. But when it was in our community, it was a war. You go from a war
now,
to an epidemic.
Right. Now, hold on. Let's go there because I remember, and I'm glad y'all saying all that because this goes with the Clinton, with Noriega. I told you they was bringing it into Arkansas and everything. This is like documented. I'm so glad because this is all documented. It's like we got to talk on the top here. This is all documented information. But let's go with what we got going on. Africa, in comparison, if the Africans was here, or whatever they want to say from this trade and everything was happening, let's go with this right quick so y'all can see the big picture. I told you, they all on the same page. It's still sacrifices all over the earth. Every ancient culture, including all the indigenous Americans, tribes here in this country, all is a sacrificial protocol in all these rituals. That's a fact. The question of the day is for all of us. We're being brought into something that you are going to have to deal with. Ain't no doubt about it. I can't speak for what the gun law is going to be in your state. I can't speak for none of the stuff that's going on, but I do know one thing. Everybody should be aware of this now. You can talk all the black power. Where's the black power movements at today? Ask yourself some questions now because we're older now. We should not think like a child. We are grown now. We as grown men. And I'm going to get into that goddess bitch thing because I want everybody to know I got something about that I'm not making this up. That's why Kamala Harris is there. I hope y'all realize that. But the rest of the world, y'all talk about
Kylie.
The cars. Thank you, bro. Thank you, Kylie. Y'all talk about these cars. Y'all talk about all this stuff, vacant jobs. Remember, I know black folks say, we didn't vote. But when you look at TV, you are the face. You are the face of mainly everything now. If you don't vote, you still the face. You're winning elections now. You got some powerful black folks getting big money. Don't fool yourself, y'all. Because the ones that claim they fighting for us, they millionaires. They millionaires. Now, I don't know how a millionaire would think if he got millions to come because some millionaires lose their money quick. But y'all better pay attention to this. They stripping everybody. They stripping everybody. Except somehow Africa. Now, Africa, I go to their news all the time. Y'all send me shit. I go on there. I mean, like, man, Africa's saying some off-the-wall shit that is like, how come we ain't listen to what they saying then if we so African? They don't sound like, this is a well-known African. Listen to the country. You'll hear it. Listen to what this chick is saying. Listen to what she's saying. And then you tell me, and then go to look up All of your number one graduates in America, they from Nigeria practically. Oh, yeah. Africa graduate way more than black America. Hold on.
The world's most PhD holders is Nigerian.
Yeah, I just said it. They tell me. I go to their news. They tell me. I said, let me just say. They told me. They bragging and shit. They bragging. Now, y'all coming with this East. I told you, y'all Western only. You have no. Your brain cells cannot even comprehend what's going on over there because that's why we're being taken over in your own indigenous territory. Right here. Listen to this. Why this ain't being told.
Well, you list here in one of your articles where you make reference to these rating systems, the bottom 10 countries for doing business in the world, Chad, Haiti, Central African Republic, Congo, Democratic Republic, South Sudan, Libya, Yemen, Venezuela, there's a lovely example, Eritrea and Somalia. And so there are three exceptions in the African ecosystem.
Yeah.
Mauritius, Rwanda, Kenya, South Africa, Botswana, and Zambia. You pointed out in your prospectus, is it prospectus article?
Yeah, prospectus article of
Art
Institute.
Right, mm-hmm. That Mauritius is a rising star, and Rwanda is in some ways comparable to Georgia. So some of these countries have started to get this right.
Yes.
And so what's the consequence of that? And what does right mean?
What they have understood, what these countries have understood, is that economic freedom is at the center for prosperity building. Rwanda, for example, Paul Kagame, the president of Rwanda, is explicit about it. He said he wants to be the Lee Kuan Yew of, he wants to be the Singapore of Africa, and Lee Kuan Yew is his model. Now, the dirty mouths are going to start shouting, oh, yeah, see, authoritarian, blah, 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 whatever. Me, I want to talk only about the on the economic side. If you take Lee Kuan Yew and Singapore as your example, then it means that like him, you're going to have to be serious about economic freedom. And that's exactly what he did. That's what Singapore did. When Singapore figured that out, they went on to put in the right reforms to make their environment the most, some of the most business-friendly environments in the world, one of the most free market environments in the world, and you saw the magic of Singapore. Today, Singapore is richer than its ex-colonizer, Great Britain. So when I hear people telling me today, oh, Africa is poor because of colonization, I'm like, please, let's move on from that. Does it have maybe a tiny percentage in where we are today? Maybe, and I don't know. But I know it's not the cause, because if it were, many countless countries have been colonized before. And by the way, colonizing one another is humanity's history. It just happened that maybe Africa has been one of the last, you know, colonized region in the world. So in our psyche, it is there, and it acts like nothing happened before to others. But flash news, it's the history of the world. We've been capturing each other back and forth, all of that. So anyway, but the truth is, Singapore, richer than Great Britain today. And then Hong Kong happened. And then because Hong Kong happened, China even today happened. Because China's like, wait a minute, what went on over there? And then China went on to do the exact same thing with its SEZs, the special economic zones, some of the most free market zones in the world. And then look at it happen in communist China, who, when it comes to economics, decided that we're going to do the free market, we're going to be capitalists, because that's the only way. We tried everything else. We killed hundreds of millions of people, and we have nothing to show for it. But now that we're tired of being disrespected members of society, because guess what? That's the other thing, too. You want to be respected in this world? You're going to have to be among the prosperous ones for other reasons.
Now, I can't play the whole thing. I got the chick is beautiful, dark chocolate skin. I said, man, she hardcore hell. She said, get over it. I said, damn, I be saying the same thing, but it's funny how the black America in the West talking all this shit about what Africa thinking ain't got no clue to what it's thinking. Ain't got no clue.
Because what she, could I, on what she's saying?
I'm asking everybody, jump in. Somebody, you first. You
right.
Hey,
and what she started off with is economics, and she named
economics.
The country. The Congo is where the minerals coming out of the minerals out of there, out of Haiti. What they're now learning is that they're no longer having a colonic done to them. That's what colonizing means. is that you probing up people's butts and keeping them from releasing what they need to release. The thing that you are looking at is that they are now realizing we have the world's resources. That's what any economics deal with, what comes from the land and the people that are
right.
on that land,
but,
how they manage
right.
that, because that's
now look
where
how they
it
think,
is.
But look how they're thinking.
But
look how they're thinking. She said some countries that she named, our people ain't even aware of what's going on over in Australia area and what she, the country she's naming. So they got all this stuff going on over there. Y'all said the Silk Road already happened. It's already done. That's where the BRICS and all that come from. They already made the deal. They already got the transfer of wealth going on. Now, wait, we're in America. Let's go America. Maybe you know, but you can't expect us to think that Black America is going to advance at a high level, not knowing that Africa don't even think like them, and that's all we being pushed into believing. Africa ain't even thinking like that, like we think. They okay with the Chinese bringing in empowerment zones to them. Now, how are we supposed to look at all that?
And what they're doing is seeing that if they can manage the resources that China's coming in wanting to extract and having them to build
right.
in the area to restructure their environment that their resources is in, yeah, I can see that, because they coming in and saying, okay, you got the resources to come in and build our roads and build our cities, and we'll exchange these resources that you're getting out from it. But we're also going to have the ability to take control of that one day and take it back and use our resources.
Now,
because China just celebrated 100 years of the new Communist Party.
Yeah, yeah.
2021, I believe that was their 100.
I hope y'all listen to what she said now. She said that they got to the point where they killed so many people, they said, we got to get something for it. Ain't that what she said? Everybody?
Yo, right.
Look
what they did with Rwanda. Hotel Rwanda. They made a movie of it.
Hold on.
Killing
Dr.
each other.
Rich, man.
We had Dr. Ngimi. Let me talk for a minute. We had Dr. Ngimi, my brother. Dr. Ngimi was she named Paul. Rwanda was, he was against Rwanda, Dr. Ngimi. I hope y'all did Dr. Ngimi vindication. I know y'all, if you're listening, please come on the program, because we got to get some clarity to Africa amongst all our people, because, again, that book by, I want y'all to know something, because I know a lot of our Afrocentrics, Dr. Sheikh Diat could not speak English. It was Dr. Ngimbi who translated it for him. We got so many good shows with him. He translated it so you can have Dr. Ngimbi's book that you have in Civilization.
And Dr. Clark brought him here to Morehouse.
Yeah, yeah. He was on our show. He's been on our show at least 3 to 4 times. He's still doing his writing. Still doing his writing. And I love the brother, man, because he brought that to us about the Khotan. He brought this up. Quit bringing this on, man.
Once again, man, can I explain to y'all what they running, man? Can I explain to y'all
you can, but when you let me bring you, it's like radio, bro. You got to wait. Don't breathe hard. Just hold tight. I got you. You know, respect like you would do the white man. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I don't fuck the damn cracker now. It's just me talking, right, man? You got kidding. Don't get me started about no cracker, man.
Well, I bet you wouldn't breathe at the White House.
What White House, bro? I breathe at my house. Fuck the White House. My house is my house. Hey, look here,
right.
man.
Hey,
what they running
it.
Is, it's called,
tell what they running.
It's called Operation Crimson Mist, man.
Okay,
and if they were to shut down all the, listen, if they were to shut down all the dope in the world, America would crash, the economy would crash, man.
Of course.
And what they're doing is Sudan. Look at Sudan.
Sudan. I'm going to say that because you sent it to me. Now, you just heard Africa. Okay, but you ain't in Africa. I'm asking y'all to realize we over here. We can't keep worrying about Africa.
Yeah,
Africa ain't going to help you.
Bruh.
Everybody, listen.
What I'm trying
everybody.
To say is
We got you. I'm just telling y'all that they running it. No problem. I'm just telling you Africa is making their own mind up. We put too much energy. Now, you can believe whatever you want. I'm just telling you how the dry bones is looking.
I don't do no beliefs. I got facts, man.
That's why I said that. I know how to make a trigger, bro. I make it snap when I need to. So you say you ain't a trigger. Now, I just told you, if Dr. Clark and them and all these Afrocentrics got together and had this meeting about why we so fixated on Africa, we should be looking at that right now. Did we really learn right? Because isn't it strange that all this Afrocentric stuff came to our people? All this time. Boom. Never shows us nothing in the Great Grand Canyons. Don't show us nothing in all these artifacts that mounds all over the place. All of a sudden, our minds have never been fixated on what's over here. If you think about it, Afrocentric kept you from thinking. Now, Brother Kwame, we ain't talking about you. You vindicated. I told you. Most of you on here, it's not even about you. We're talking about trying to reach the outer audience. And we know y'all vindicated. I said, should we now look at Afrocentric kind of strange and what we learned? And why we learned in Egypt all the time? Egypt, the Egyptians, they came over here and gave us nothing to let us know they care about you today in the West. Cause y'all, anybody, I got the lines open. Somebody tell me what Africa has done to show you that you their brother. Give me an example on a national scale right now. If y'all really believe this shit, let's hear it. I got the lines open. Tell me one thing I can say, whoa. Name me one. Somebody. Lines open.
Melanin.
Give me one. Did they say, hey?
Melanin.
Oh, melanin. Okay. Melanin. Okay, so the whole world got melanin from Africa. Okay.
Ifa.
So now that we all got melanin from Africa, now what?
Ifa.
Now what? Now what? Now what? Tell me what? I'm saying no. I'm talking about this Afrocentric taught y'all that. What we learned about Africa now. You didn't go over there. None of y'all went over there. If you did, you ain't go consistently enough to get into the heart of it.
Hold on. What I learned is they got niggas fighting against niggas. They been doing that.
I'm going to give you an opportunity, but can we set it up for you? I know you're going to. I just want you to set this up. Hold on. I'm going to do the same for you. Let me set this up so we can get a paradigm of people to listen. And besides, you know, let us and y'all can talk. I said, what have they given us as a national people that's recognized as Americans? Did they say anything to indicate that they believe the same thing you was taught by the Afrocentrics? Do the African population that you come in contact with in America have, like, they believe the same way you talk about you believe? Do they believe that do they believe that?
They do not believe that.
Okay.
Drive on.
Thank you. He's talking. Somebody else.
I like
it's
to say
a lot
that,
of y'all lies. Yeah, you must be nervous to say the truth. That's the problem. Go ahead.
I would like to say that the Africans do not see us as their brothers.
Okay.
Period.
Don't go there. I just want to say, you say you have experienced that too. Now, anybody else out there listening, give me something that makes you believe that Africa is with us all the way. And I could get some clarity out of this. Go ahead, brother.
The reason I say that is because in my time, Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller, all of the movies they showed Africans were what? We were booga boogas and living in huts.
Yeah.
And when the African came here, it was like, do y'all live in huts? Do y'all got lions? Do y'all have this?
No.
And not even having the knowledge of what the Afrocentric brought about, that there were whole cities and civilizations over there that
right.
were long before.
Right. Now, I learned they were long before by expanding on that. Most of y'all should have by now, knowing that they had high learning. But at the same time, they don't want you to know that your hemisphere had the same high learning. So even if it is different in aspects, you worried about a whole nother area. The question is to me is, are the Africans coming here as saying we brothers, or are they coming here as capitalism to help their country? Which one is that, y'all? Which one is it? Capitalism for their country.
Capitalism to help their country.
Okay. Anybody else? Because I'm sick of y'all. Y'all all got this.
Capitalism to help their country.
Can we get to a consensus? Thank you. Can we get to a consensus? I know we could all talk, but can we get a consensus? Is it capitalism for your West? Is it capitalism for your country, or they love you so much to tell you that you're Hebrew? Which one is it?
Capitalism.
It's capitalism. Because who better knows? who better knows
okay.
capitalism than we here in America, because we're the biggest consumers this country got.
Okay. Now, they're capitalism. They know they come over here to consume off the biggest consumer. I'm going to let y'all use your own words now. So they're the biggest consumer. They know that we're the biggest consumer that eats off of them. So I'm thinking they ain't come to tell you anything then. Why would they stop that? Why would they stop able to eat off you? Anybody? Y'all got the lines open. Y'all.
But it ain't just them. Just think about the whole sanctuary city, sanctuary state paradigm.
Okay.
Countries are right. So bad. Why are they all coming here?
Right. Now, here's the question. I'm asking y'all because, remember, we are in the West. I want to make sure y'all understand that our concepts could be screwed up here because we okay with bad people ruling over us. That's what that word means. And that we know they lying. Yeah. And that if they could do this long. Now, I'm not saying all y'all have your own side of belief. But y'all got to, come on, 400 years. Okay, let's just go with the 400 years for just the sake of argument. Because that's out there. And that's out there in the conscious mind of black folks. I'll look at what everybody send me. And what
okay.
So what is it that keeps us from even wanting to say this is our land? Like you say, Brother Kwame, we want to go into the distant Far East. Say that's our area because the slave trade said that they brought so many people over. Now, I did some record searching. I ain't that bright.
No.
They could never brought that many ships over here. Even their own insurance books say the numbers because they had to stop immigration. They didn't even want – they said, we got enough blacks already. What do we want more for? So,
right.
Obviously – so something ain't right with the books. Go ahead.
Well, okay, basically, John Bone, let me just say this right here. Let me speak for a second.
Quick.
I was
okay,
asking the brother earlier about the voting rights. And the reason why I said that is because most people, they are deceiving. They deceived us about Africans and how they see us, and they deceived us all throughout history. The Voting Rights Act, the reason why I brought that up, that
hurry.
When people read the act, it all it said was, we're going to make sure the states don't test people to be able to vote, the black people. Well, the Voting Rights Act was already passed 100 years before that, right?
Mm.
So, therefore, they had black people like the brother here knocking on doors believing that it was a real act. And it really wasn't because there was really – you don't have to take a test to vote. So they have been deceiving us, manipulating our emotions and our intelligence for so long.
And they had us, too.
They had
all of us out there. I to go in the summer program – they had, in order to get on these summer programs as a kid, you had to go out and hand out flyers for Arthur, Arthur E. This is what we was born and told to do. So it's indoctrinated propaganda that I'm not saying our parents knew or not knew. I'm just looking at as I got older, I can see how it started with us. So they indoctrinate us to say, oh, we got to do this. Now we vote. Now, Brother Kwame said,
exactly.
Let's go next, Brother Kwame. Hold on. Brother Kwame said he was going to make a comment. I just want to know, like, for instance, to this day, we still got the same old heads in power in the black community. We got Jesse Jackson is actually George Soros to us. I mean, we got some old cats still rolling that's older than you.
But
what do you have to say about these older cats since you were brought in earlier with them than I was? How do you see that today, that this propaganda of Jesse Jackson actually named us African Americans? And that came from him. So how do you look at that, knowing that that's like really foul? Give me your thoughts on that. Then I'm gonna take some more.
He was a puppet.
Hold on.
What you said about 400 years ago, he lived it.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
But I'm saying 400 years ago, when a baby was born, you were worth $300. After the voting, the sister was correct because you had the Civil Rights Act was back in 1875, I believe it was. They gave you the voting right was the 14th and 15th Amendment. And in that writing, that's what they turned around and said you had a right. Because, look, once upon a time when a child was born, you were worth $300 just by taking your first breath. You had to be replaced as a consumer. Now we have to take care of you. This is why you hear these women talking about eating the babies is because they don't have the wealth that they had when they used us in the way that they used us to build what they have.
Now, I'm going to say this. Hold on. Yeah, he's talking about AOC. You heard it. Didn't you hear AOC say eating the babies? You didn't hear that? They haven't. You had to hear that. Don't tell me you got short-term amnesia.
Absolutely, but I didn't understand. I was trying to get the correlation.
Because eating the babies is what they actually – now, the group that's actually saying eat the babies, that's what I want to talk about right quick. I'm not saying – I said for y'all to believe in these parties. I said look at their propaganda. Which one it sounds more insane to you? If a group, regardless of what people perceive it, is actually coming out saying we want a transgender, women is now going to be – that group is not – even though it may be people in there, they infiltrated like any group, that's not the message of that group. The other group is the one – is the propagator of it. So the question that black folks today is, because you are like first responders to this party, when they need you emergency, who they bring out? First responder black folks.
Black faces.
Now you can't say they lying because they told you themselves that they're gonna make sure that the races get mixed. They got every commercial a black man's now with an Asian woman now. If you look at some of the sports. So somebody gotta ask me that this group that started writing this stuff before we were all born, aren't they pretty accurate to y'all? I mean to be this accurate is something beyond normal, if you think about it. Beyond that. Somebody making noise. Hey, if y'all doing a lot of cooking, come on. Put yourself on mute. If you eating and stuff like that. So, like I say, one day y'all going to feel, maybe won't be able to, do what you got to do. Because maybe the famine will get y'all to realize food is sacred. You know, who knows? I don't know. All I can tell you is, you got that one, Brother Clubby. I'll tell you, we having a good time. Because I'll tell you right now, this is a great era. It can be. I mean, according to the astrology, this is the awakening. Now, if it is, what are we awakening to is the question I'm just asking all y'all out there listening. And before we go ahead.
That was why I was sharing about 2012 and 2024 is because we've crossed the galactic center. We are now in a new era of this new journey of 25,920 years. These alignments and these energies, we're getting ready to have a great eclipse on the 5th of May. This is why I was saying this is why they're releasing the movie about the galaxy, because we're in this
Guardians,
Guardians of the galaxy.
There
you go. Are the people, the celestial people? We're the original universal race. That's why we say our, because the original universal race is rising in different parts of the planet. But the use of what they're attempting to do is to destroy this race and put them back in their place. But we're not going back, because the first will be last and the last will be first.
Well, that's why, did you hear that lady said that? I hope y'all realize, she said Africa was the last to be colonized. Did y'all hear her say that? Did y'all listen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said last. That means the last, we was actually doing this first. I mean, you can look at it so many ways, but the question I'm asking y'all is this like a cosmic retribution? Because it's beyond human. If it's a cosmic retribution, cosmic now, that the stars line up, and we did the blood moon. Y'all know us. We've been the blood moon. We've been talking about this for such a long time. We only had so many menstruations of the universe. It's unbelievable. Now we at this time. Now, if they say they got a new world order, new birth, I'm going to play this for y'all before we hit the show. Y'all going to stay on with y'all, but I got to play this for y'all. I just want y'all to know that the only way Jesus ever got mad is when he kicked over the money changers. That should be 101.
The Chinese last month unveiled the world's first digital currency from a major power, currency that would not be printed but would exist only in cyberspace on your phone, for example. Is the Fed working on a digital dollar?
We are actually evaluating that. Most major countries are now looking at the possibility of having a digital currency and really asking the question, in our very modern advanced economy with a fast, efficient, full-blown payment system, would adding a digital currency, a form of digital currency, would it actually benefit the public that we serve? That's the question that we're asking. We're working very hard on that. We're also doing quite a lot of technological experiment. I mean, technology has made this a possible thing, and so we feel it's our obligation to understand it. How would it work? What would the features of it be? There are many subtle and difficult policy choices and design choices that you'd have to make. We're doing all that work. We have not made a decision to do this because, again, the question is, will this benefit the people that we serve? And we need to answer that question well. And we need to involve the public and Congress deeply in that process because it would be an important step if we were to do this.
But given the fact that the final decision hasn't been made, you are doing, if I understand you correctly, software development, even graphic design, on what a digital dollar would look like and act like.
Yes, we're doing lots and lots of work. We're doing stuff jointly with foreign, with other central banks. We're doing things at the Boston Fed, and many of the regional feds have little projects going on. Here at the board, we have a group of people who are doing software development and that kind of thing. You know, this is really just table stakes. This is understanding the technology and the possibilities so that you can really address the policy issues.
You think it's likely?
I think it's possible, is all I would say. You've seen many other countries like ours, well-off countries like ours, that are looking at it seriously. In some of those countries, the use of cash has declined precipitously. That is not the case here. Americans still like to use cash. So it's something that will be decided based on the situation here in the United States.
Are you considering a digital dollar in order to compete with the cryptocurrencies that are out there already, like Bitcoin?
That's not the principal reason, I wouldn't say. It is a fact that there are private sector currencies, stable coins, and cryptocurrencies as well. Those are not at a level or a scale that is concerning at this point. Really, really the fundamental question for us is, if we add this, will that help the public? Will the public be better off? And will there be any negatives too? Will that have perhaps unexpected effects in other parts of the financial system that we need to consider in weighing the costs and benefits of this?
We'll be right back. Right back. Don't go nowhere. We gotta let the show go out. Love all y'all that's out there with us. We'll be right back. Y'all hung tight. We ain't gonna let you go. We can watch it. It ain't gonna get good to the halftime. So y'all keep staying with us. We'll be right back after this. So get yourself back. Let it be the
me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world it is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Let it be with y'all up here. Thank y'all for holding with us. We about to keep it going for a little bit longer. We can do it today because it's a hard 4 days. Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, on the part of him dealing with the money, I tell the ask the family, go on lovemoney.com, lovemoney.com. And what it shows you on there, how America's money has changed over time. And it goes through the history of money in this country and how it was created. And what we're hearing about this electronic currency, how are they going to mint money? Because this is what they're talking about. American dollar was popular in the world. Now
they ain't gonna mint no more money. America can't mint.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. They're not minting. They're creating through electronics. They're making an artificial frequency that's gonna have to be the currency. Because I always say what money stands for is my own natural energy yield. Now they're making energy to yield. It's going to be electronic, Bitcoin. All of this is unseen currency that goes through the World Wide Web.
Well, I mean,
this is all they're doing.
They're doing it, but the question is how everybody at a certain level is going to adapt. If somebody in the elderly stage or getting to the stage where that ain't money going to be transferred into something that be of lesser value. It's going to be a lot of, I hope y'all realize this, they could bring a depression on. Now, people say you can get rich. Yeah, you can, but look what you got to go through in order. You're going to have to now realize getting rich means taking people's properties because they're doing evictions everywhere.
That's where the Civil War is going to kick off because I can tell you right now down here in Memphis, people are not going for that shit. Just like with
right.
them damn electric cars. I spoke with a woman a few weeks ago. She was working at the Tesla dealership here. It's only one. She quit to go to work for the 24-hour gym because she said the people down here ain't buying them cars because they know damn well there's no the infrastructure down here is not set up for those charging stations and stuff like that. And then as far as even with the digital services, the banks, they don't like doing shit down here online. They want, and it's like a push down here now to bring back the brick and mortar bank down here.
Let's go with this.
To be some pushback.
Is the two black dudes, now look at the two black dudes y'all got there in Tennessee. I wish Joe Brown would come on here and talk with us because he got to come soon. And I told Sister Antoinette this pretty soon, Judge, but he got to start.
You talking about
campaign.
The two Justins.
He got to start campaigning. So whatever going on, he got the campaign. I don't know what he plans to do the campaign, but he got to be announcing everything. So we'll see how that turn out. But these two dudes they got is of the structure that we all been talking about. They bringing in black faces who are socialistic in construct to say, let's get rid of this. We're going to say that. Granted. Okay. Now, if they do this, if the black community go along with what these people are saying, you're already losing out on a lot of your infrastructure because they ain't go to you. That's the other thing. I like for people to realize that when we talk about a lot of facts, so make sure, no matter how deep we get, the bottom line is when you wake up in the morning, somebody got to turn them lights on. You got to get electricity for somewhere. These are the realities of life, regardless of all we know. The reality is somebody got to bring the gas to you for you to continue to drive. Now, they're going to pretend, just like they did here, that it was a gas shortage because there was no reason for South Florida to have the gas shortage we were going through that we could not. They did panic buying. They brought up that gas so quick. Now, I'm going to tell you. That's why I keep telling people.
That goes back to propaganda. We've been talking about propaganda all throughout the show.
Propaganda. So if they got people to go and do that, now I could say I ain't going to go do it and be a little bit correct. But you know what? I had to go to a panic mode on the fourth day when it was like, damn, it is no gas. Got to get up extra early. Wasn't for this thing called gas app. That's how crazy this is. Your phone tells you the gas stations that had the gas and everything. I just want y'all to see where this is headed. Now, if you ain't technology prone, this is how they're going to do people. It's not me, y'all. I'm just telling you what they're going to do. Whether you can stop it in your own affair, that's beautiful. I'm just saying. It's the plan. Now, they got people with the technology so fixed that y'all said earlier, my brother said earlier, the kids are going on high frequency, what they call jump outs. They get them all together. And they get them all for an event, bug them out. They did it in Rochester. They had gorilla there. They trampled each other by hearing a sound that they thought was a gun. Bam! And they went and trampled each other. They all got these cell phones. They take a picture. See how to see the concept here? So I'm asking y'all, if y'all realize that if anything does happen, it don't have to be real. They could make it seem real. Like, how do we know what happened in Ohio is real? Now, I'm going to ask y'all some questions.
What? Hey, Thomas said let him in.
I don't let him in. I didn't take him on. Uh-oh. There's too many of them. The show over. Yep, the show over. If y'all can give him the call, you through another vein, I can do it. I can't do nothing now because it's after 1 o'clock. So we just extended it.
Let me say this real quick. I had posted the article up in the link. Now, it was these two white dudes that lived in China. They lived in China for 10 years. And they were saying that the whole thing with the dollar decreasing its value and the Chinese yen or Chinese yuan increasing value, he said that's propaganda also. He said what they were doing, China was paying certain YouTube influencers and certain people in the media to push this stuff, and the stuff is not even true.
Like I say, if we that dumb, they show Christocracy, and we are – willing to take a government from the most unreliable, uncredible people. That look at the vice president, y'all. Let's be real. I ain't got nothing against the chick. She ain't never did to me in a personal sense. When she got on the stage, I'm like, okay. And I'm saying to myself, what? She got a junkie laugh. Like, everything's all, I mean, you on the world stage just laughing all day long? Now, if this is what I consider incompetence, that they put incompetence in front of you, and you okay with it, and if the incompetents lie, tell you some bull crap. Now, I can't say who's incompetent in your life, but just think about all we have heard for all these years in my life. I can
say Dumbing Down of America.
The Dumbing Down, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I got to come to grips that I've been lied to. I tell my own kids. I said, man, I've been lied to, so I'm going to tell you what I know to be real now. When I was young, how would I know? It ain't in how would we know? The moon landing.
But, you know, dry bones. The thing that we're looking at something, 1970, there was a guy named Myers that came up with the invention of the water-run car.
Water, water. Yes, yes. We played that. Yes, yes.
Water-run cars. See, the oil industry and the electronic industry, they're not wanting competition. They wanting to keep the wealth. And the thing
and he
is,
white.
Is that...
And he white, everybody, and they killed him. He's white.
Right.
Tell the whole thing. Tell the whole thing about that. That dude said he told his brother. They brought the Pentagon and them brought his car. Told his brother before he died, he said, they killed me. And he died. And then Buffalo, we had a brother with the Hutch Tech, came up with the same concept, but he renewed on it. And unbelievable. Go ahead.
That's capital. They don't want that. That's the whole deception is there are ways in which they able to run, because that's why Ford gave George Washington Carver all that money at Tuskegee, because he showed him that I can run your cars on peanut oil.
Right.
I can run your cars on peanut oil.
Absolutely.
And they said no, because he had found out that the oil, the residue from making kerosene was gasoline, and they were making the gasoline run engine. So he knew that he was going to have to keep the wealth with Standard Oil.
The Standard Oil helped the Nazis. That's the Bush family.
Right.
That's
and the, Edison, that's the Edison did the same thing with Tesla.
Okay, now don't frighten you though. Don't that frighten you a little bit? Because look who you just named, George Washington Carver. Then once I look him up, I'm forced to look up the rest of them, the Talented Tenth. I'm forced to look them up and say, well, damn, if the philanthropy was going to them, all the research money was going to them from the character you just named. How do I mean, as years now have passed, I mean, you think that was a good, so much energy that we put so much into learning about these cats here, when basically they made them richer. They made them guys rich.
Same thing Dr. King said, is that I have led my people into a burning house.
And he died.
And what he was doing and all of that movement, he said it himself, is that I have led, integration has led my people into a burning house.
And the reason why he said that was because of the fact that he woke up and realized he was being played with the fake civil rights movement, because I know back in your time, the civil rights movement was very strong and you guys believed in it. But if you look at it right now and look at the civil rights movement, can you see why he said that? The civil rights movement protects gay people, foreigners. The civil rights movement don't help blacks at all.
No, because it gave everybody else the right to be Anglo-Saxons, because that was the whole thing, and that you having the privilege of the Constitution was only written for we the people was Anglo-Saxons.
That's right. That's actually
diversity, equity, and inclusion, World Economic Forum. It's part of the Great Reset.
Yeah, yeah. Now, here's where I get the problem with all y'all listening out there. We gonna have some fun. It's gloomy side, but we got the Nixon playing basketball. That's what we got. But I'm gonna say this to all y'all out there in your region. Can't know your history. Y'all tell us firsthand. But I'm gonna say this: you better find out the richest black people in them areas. I'm gonna tell you straight up. Those are the guardians of the galaxy. Those are the guardians of the galaxy. If you don't know who the richest black people are in your area, and then look at their ways and look at that, it tells you some things you got to look at. It's like we got to look at somebody. Damn, how did he manage to get through? I know the outback in a racist area of Buffalo. They had to put it. I was like, it's amazing how people are able to do these things.
Georgia.
Yeah, it's amazing what people are able to do when they could collect them. Now I'm asking y'all now, if